Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. The contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddle.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Chinstrap to tell you more.
This Friday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show hits the Delmarva area at the Rusty Rudder, 113 Dickinson Street in Dewey Beach, Delaware. You've got to be 21 to get in. The show starts at 8. For information and directions, call 302-227-3888.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Here he is, everybody. Homosexual Joseph.
Homosexual Joseph.
When's the last time you had gay sex?
Oh, it's been 3 weeks at least.
3 weeks.
At least.
He's going to be ready to go.
I am ready.
Yes. Out of his mind.
So I'm looking forward to the beach house to go drown my sorrows.
I don't even want to know what you'll be drinking to drown those sorrows. I don't think it comes in a can what you're going to be drinking.
Yes, probably not.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. Your mom takes it up the bone. Garbage.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ask Munch.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why you don't know to fill a book?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You know, we could do an entire show just on stuff that in the last 10 minutes we've been instructed not to talk about.
Wow.
Could we?
Well,
but let's go past that. Ever forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray to him at times like this, when we're being censored by management. I probably can't hear you on your microphone. Robin, it's working. You're talking, but I can't hear you. And Mike is still making the sound, so hurry while I introduce you know who.
He listens.
Try three, Rob. Use
try
three.
Three.
Try number three.
He listens.
He does.
He listens and helps.
He's Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Goodness, that is cold.
It's cold, Rob.
It is cold. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bay Beach House and all the ships at sea.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
That is cold. Let them blow you wide open using only the power of their super gin. It's Don Geronimo and Michael Barr.
Not too gay. Hello. And thank you for listening to the show, everybody. New episode on a very eventful Wednesday, May 16th. And hi.
Bye.
Welcome to the show that time forgot. Boy, oh boy. You're absolutely right. We would have an entire broadcast on stuff we're not allowed to talk about.
And more stuff than you think. I mean, I'm sure that some of you think you know the stuff that we can't talk about, but there's layers of stuff that we can't talk about.
Why, if I didn't have a kid?
Yeah,
really,
really.
If I didn't have a, well, no, screw the mortgage. I've been kicked out of apartments and houses before.
Sure.
It's a children issue. Why, if we didn't have children, this would be our final show.
Yeah, if we didn't have to feed our children, we would just pack up and this would be the last show. We'd ring on, say our piece,
right,
and ring off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we never talk about that kind of thing, but you know, there's ways around everything.
Yeah.
You know, really, if you really thought about it realistically, you know, I got to stop because I'd get real heavy and real serious.
Now, you know, there's one thing that we know we can't talk about, but there's another thing that I don't think we should talk about because
if
someone's feelings are at stake.================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
angers the powers that be at the company, and then they continue to do so. So say the company decides to get rid of them. Well, that's their decision. So if they make that decision, then the people that that are on the receiving end of that horrible news are able to go and do whatever they want.
You would think so, but I think a lot would depend on how the contract of those people was written. The people you're speaking about who would be speaking their minds and then would later feel the wrath, the incredible legal wrath, come at them.
Yeah, that's what you're... Yeah, you have to take that into consideration.
You do.
Sure.
You do. But goddamn, I swear, if this was 17 years ago...
Before
I planted my fertile seed.
In that fictitious company, though, if that decision was made, that would be irrelevant. As soon as that decision was made, that would void any legal action.
I know. How weird is this? I'm talking you out of it for a change.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking you out of walking to the edge of the plank today.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so disappointed.
But we'll move on. You know why? Because we're pros.
That's what it says in the book.
Look it up in the book.
Whenever it's tired. And where's the forwarding addresses?
Cooperstown.
Cooperstown,
New York.
My town, too.
You might not remember. Jackie might remember. Cooperstown, New York.
Cooperstown. You're tired.
You're darn right I'm tired. 30 days and 30 nights.
30 days, 30 nights.
Breakfast. That's what I expect from the young MD.
These are some of the things I...
Huh? Larry, I was talking about journalism.
You want to rephrase that?
Okay. Hello, welcome to the show, everybody. Obviously, hey, shocker, we have issues.
We're in trouble.
We have issues.
We're in trouble again.
We're in trouble with a bunch of people.
Wow. I mean, everybody.
Right.
Wow. Everybody is mad at us now.
Wow. Everybody hates us. No, well, not you,
not Rob. No.
Not Rob. No, everybody else. Everybody.
Not Buzz. Buzz isn't. No,
everybody else hates us, though. That's cold.
Man, that's cold.
That's right. That's cold. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
We're all right.
Who am I lying to here?
We're having a bad day.
We're doing great.
Hey, you know what I say, F them.
Right, here. You know, that's all you need to say, sir, and that's very nice.
Thank you, my friend. Well, what can we do for you?
Hey, I'm really excited about you guys coming down to Dewey this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's up with you guys going to Secrets?
What do you mean, going to? We're not going to Secrets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How come you guys are going to Secrets anymore?
Because, well, you know, he's talking about the city we're going to be broadcasting from.
Yeah, we're going to do a show from Ocean City, and we're going to be at a place called the Rusty Rudder.
Right, because there's more than one place in Ocean City. There's more?
Oh, come on now. You guys love Secrets. I love Secrets. The women love Secrets.
Hey, listen, what do you have, a freaking commercial for Secrets?
No, I'm just saying, all the nice stuff out there. I mean, you can do it at Rusty Rudder, I guess.
Yeah, no, but I mean, have you been to the Rusty Rudder?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
the Rusty Rudder. What?
Oh, it's a longer drive for me, though.
It's all about you.
Sorry to inconvenience you, but generally when we go to towns to do shows, we go to places the radio station books us at.
As
it turns out, the Rusty Rudder is the place that booked us this time when we're going to Ocean City.
Have you been to this place? I mean, you know,
sure.
You hang out down there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's real nice. I like it. It's right on the water. It's beautiful.
Cool.
No, it's good stuff. No, I'm glad you guys are coming down.
Yeah, great. We'll look for you.
All right, man. I look for you, too.
Okay, dude.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Okay. And, you know, this Las Vegas-style show is going to kind of be the culmination of the spring tour, so it's I'm looking forward to going down to the Rusty Rudder.
It'll be a good one on Friday night. Not at Secrets, incidentally.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, hi.
Mike.
Hello.
Hey, before you guys quit, just wanted to let you know the Frog's going to have the whole cast of Sopranos on Friday.
Hi. Hi, this is great. We've got the guy that plays Tony.
James Gandolfini.
Little Stevie Van Zandt. I love the music.
Edie Falco. Tell me something. Why are so many Italians so upset with the Sopranos?
I see you do a lot of cooking on the show. You cook in your own kitchen? Do you make your own breakfast?
What?
How much do you pay when you stay a night in a hotel? I was recently in Santa Barbara, California, and I spent $5,400 for two nights.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
What?
We're like about, these things usually run right about 48, 72 hours, you know? What if that came up, too? Yeah, can you imagine if that came up with our little fun that we had yesterday? That would just add to it, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that add
to it?
Hold
on, you lost me.
No, let's pay attention to what I'm saying. Remember when we did the Regis thing?
Oh, right.
I was saying, what if that, okay. wouldn't that be perfect?
I'm fully expecting, you mean when we made the call and we pretended to be Larry King,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fully expecting that that's going to come back and bite us in the ass today, too.
We'll bat 1,000 this week.
Yes, because bad news comes in threes.
Uh-huh.
Just like celebrities come, you know, they die, they come to us, and then they die in threes.
Right.
And we have two major, major people who are very mad at us right now. All we need is a third major person to be mad at us.
I have huge news, though. What? Wonderful news that's going to make you very, very happy.
What's that?
Crap. Got a saxophone player.
Well,
oh, yeah!
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I knew. Man, that's cool.
I knew, you know, you were a little shaky, and I knew that I could bring news to you.
You're right. That brings me great joy.
It could bring you up.
Great joy, because God knows I wake up every morning as soon as I open my eyes. The first thing I get, is Mike got a sax player yet for his band? Hello.
Yeah, I knew I could cheer you up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to congratulate Timmy O'Bobbinay on his fine performance as the Catholic priest in The Sopranos Sunday. I think he did a beautiful job. He was gorgeous.
That's a pretty good inside show Sopranos-related joke.
Hello, Captain.
There you go.
He was gorgeous.
That's funny.
Very proud of him.
Timmy O'Bobbinay, not featured on the show as regularly as he used to be.
Hello, Don, my show.
Bobby.
Hey, buddy.
Calling from New York, talking about the manhole situation.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just tell you, again today, this morning on the news here in D.C., they love showing the video of yesterday when the manhole exploded and the fire was coming out. And they had a guy from Pepco, the power company, and they're talking to this doofus. They got a big, long shot of him, and he's wearing his Captain Kangaroo suit.
Right.
And they're showing this video of this gigantic manhole exploding and fire coming out. And they set it all up, and they go to the guy, and they go, "Can you tell us what happened?" And he looks right in the camera, blank look, and he goes, "No."
I have no idea.
They have no idea.
Not a clue. You know, why is it, and now I am getting more disturbed about this story, why is it that they cannot determine when you have black smoke pouring out of a manhole cover,
hot tongues of flame,
they cannot determine what caused it?
Yeah, because the terrorists are crafty.
Yeah, that's Rob's theory.
Where are you calling from, New York City?
Yes, I am.
All right. You know, I'm glad you called, because someone said yesterday that manhole covers explode all the time in New York City.
Mm-hmm. There is no such thing. We have over 100-year-old utilities up here. We don't have exploding manhole covers.
There are
a lot of terrorists up here, too.
Right, I've seen the movie The Siege. I know what you're talking about.
Sure.
I'm saying this.
Buzz, weren't you the one yesterday that said manhole covers explode in New York?
I did. The information I read said that they have hundreds of them every day.
There you go again, Buzz. You and your book learning. How many times have I tell you? If you give me the opportunity between reading learning and talking to real Americans learning, I'll take the talking to Americans learning anytime.
There is no newscaster in the United States of America that hides behind other people's information better than this gentleman. Have you ever developed your own source?
Yeah, back when I was a reporter, but I'm not a reporter these days.
Hold on. anchor.
Hold on, when were you a reporter?
Back in the days, you know, back when I was like, when I first started in radio, and I went out and I got the stories, I had my little tape recorder, and I talked to people, and I had a little notebook, and I wrote. I haven't done that in years.
You could do it with phones, though, couldn't
I'm a news writer and a news reader.
No, you said it best a moment ago. Yeah. You're an anchor.
Yes, an anchor.
You're the news anchor.
Thank you. And I suppose that Dan Rather and those people, they don't develop their own sources.
Oh, well, they haven't worked in years.
No, but no, Buzz works 20 times harder than Dan Rather.
I got journalism on the brain because I was watching that, you know, rebroadcast of that Insider on cable, which is a great movie.
That's good. You know, if you don't know that that's Russell Crowe,
yeah,
you can really fool people who've like only seen Russell Crowe and Crowe and Gladiator.
Right.
You put that movie on, you say that's Russell Crowe, people go, no friggin' way.
And Christopher Plummer, although he's British and he looks nothing like Mike Wallace, just the way he carries himself and the way he behaves, that I think it's dead on. I bet that's just what Mike Wallace acts like.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was down in D.C. today. We're having a food convention. You know, they hot products and everything, and Mr. Van Patten was down there today.
Dick? Well, which one? Our favorite one? Dick Van Patten?
Of course, Dick Van Patten. And I walked up to him, and I asked him, I said, have you talked to Don and Mike lately? And he said, that's right. This is the town of Don and Mike. Just so surprised. So, just caught off guard. He's hawking some new waffle maker he's got.
We'd be the perfect show for him to hawk his waffle maker.
I was just going
to
ask, so what was Dick Van Patten doing at this food convention? But obviously he's hawking his new waffle maker.
He's hawking the waffle maker, and he's got a commercial starting in June on these, overnight TV shows.
Oh, God.
He's got an infomercial about the waffle maker?
Yes, he sure does. It's absolutely hilarious. I sat and watched the whole half an hour, and it's just him.
Hold on. We're going to try to call him.
Let's just add to the list why I'm pissed.
Do you have a cell phone for Dick Van Patten?
No, but I'll call Pat. She should have a contact number for him.
Because he could bring the waffle maker in here.
Of course.
Oh, that'd be your dream. Maybe two things, waffles and Dick Van Patten together.
I'm turgid.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the Dick Van Patten update. While Rob calls the house of Dick Van Patten.
Do you know how many levels that's good on? We rekindle our relationship with Dick Van Patten. We have a cooking segment on the show.
And it's good, because as of right now, he would be the only celebrity that still talks to us.
You're probably right. And if we're real, real lucky, if it's like the best thing in the world, we all get free waffle makers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, radio guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, you know, you guys are in trouble with management and these guys.
Yeah.
At least you're not Letterman. You're not in trouble with the Columbian.
Yeah, this is fun.
Why is Letterman in trouble with the Columbian?
What did he do, Buzz?
He gave a monologue the other night about how he got in trouble for insulting Miss Columbia. And he said, the only people in this world I want to make mad are those who run CBS.
Well, so, you know, there's a little difference when you're David Letterman and when you're us. I mean,
yeah, we're low down on that rung.
When David Letterman gets the call and they say, hey, don't do that anymore, you know, he just goes, he throws a pencil in the ceiling, or, you know, goes in his backyard and starts throwing softballs at a giant archery target.
Yeah, and when I said we're low down on the rung, I didn't misspeak there. What I'm saying is we're the last rung.
We're the bottom.
And we're low down on it.
Wow. We're the last rung. I mean, David Letterman has to step on us to start his climb to
absolutely
the top of the CBS food chain.
And then by the time he gets up to the top of the ladder, he's looking down and says, I can't even see him.
Hey, you want to know something really funny? Right now, where we are in the CBS food chain, I can see up Jane Clayton's dress.
Wow.
That's how far down we are.
Hello. Yeah, that's right.
You remember Deb from Survivor?
Sure.
She's higher on the CBS food chain than we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. We're nothing to CBS. Please.
Not to the listeners, though. We enjoy it.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when you think about it, when you get a little depressed about the recent goings-on, we can always say we've got our listeners. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
For now.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Do you know why Letterman was apologizing?
Well, hold on. He was apologizing, Buzz?
He has apologized, and so has the network.
Why don't you tell us what's going on, Buzz?
Because the last guy said monologue, and I knew we'd be in trouble right there.
He set off the international incident on Friday. In his monologue, he congratulated Miss Columbia for her work in the talent competition in the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah.
He said she swallowed 50 balloons full of heroin.
And what, they got pissed about that?
Yeah, they don't like the stereotype.
Because no heroin comes from Columbia.
Well, they said say they don't know where that stereotype comes from.
Well, obviously, it comes from David Letterman.
So, yeah, they've apologized, but he'll be on his show tomorrow night, so we'll see what happens with
it. You know, I hope the writer that wrote that got a high five.
Yeah.
You know, I really do.
That's funny.
So did they make Letterman apologize?
Yes, the network apologized and Letterman apologized, saying they didn't mean to offend anyone.
Really? Well, it's nice to know that we're not the only ones in this company who occasionally have to make apologies that we really don't mean.
It's astonishing, though. It's astonishing. No, well, stop.
Don't
let's keep going.
Man, that's cold. Don't go there, Mike.
Sorry.
Don't go there. Don't even go there.
Ooh, man, that's cold.
Let's go.
It's cold.
So if Letterman has to apologize, we have to apologize.
Yeah, okay. Well, nobody's told us to apologize.
No, not recently.
Yeah.
We've had to apologize about certain things.
Would it help?
Sure we have.
Would us apologize? Well, first off, there's one party we'd never apologize to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the other party that maybe we'd apologize to, but we haven't
spoken to that person yet. And certain parties never apologize.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I just want to tell you I love you guys. You crack me up all the time. And I was just wondering if you remembered it was in 87, and you guys were on real early, and I came down as Miss Maryland in, like, a pink bikini, and you guys sent me across the street, I think, with someone to take phone calls from, like, was there a 7-Eleven or something?
Were you Miss Maryland?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the really legitimate Miss Maryland?
Yeah, for USA, not for Miss America, for USA.
So you mean, well, hold on, how many years ago was that? That was now...
Miss Maryland, USA.
Hold on, I'm just saying, 1987.
Yeah.
You mean in 1987 we had girls coming down in bathing suits and going outside and doing stuff? Gee, I'm trying to put a timeline on this. In 1987...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we actually thought of something ourselves.
Yeah, that's incredible.
If we had chicks in bikinis back in 1987.
Might have been an original idea.
It might have been.
Listen, when I was supposed to come down there real early and I had got like a really bad migraine and so I called you guys and you were already on the air and I was like, I can't come because I've got this horrible splitting headache and you guys put me on the air and you were making fun of me and like, oh, the poor baby, the poor beauty queen can't come down. You made me like guilted me, so I came down anyway.
How have you helped? How have you held up, Miss Maryland?
Have you lost your looks?
No, I hope not. But listen, and then there was this other funny thing.
Honey, well, why are you calling? I mean, are you just calling to reminisce?
Well, I wanted to actually ask you, I wanted to ask you a question, but she said I could only talk about one thing, and this isn't really what I wanted to talk about.
All right, get to the question.
What?
The Elvis, you know how you read from the Elvis books, like on his birthday or whatever.
When you were in the Miss USA pageant, were you or Miss United, whatever it was? Were you Miss Annoying?
Oh my God! No.
Oh my God!
I just want to.
Do you still wear a bikini?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want to ask you.
Do you wear a tiara?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now while I'm driving.
How did you do in the competition?
Oh, probably about 49th. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Listen, what is the name of the book that you read from, where you read all those little stories?
It was called I Was a Beauty Queen 17 Years Ago, but I'm still holding on to that memory.
it's a variety of sources.
Don't know, honey.
There are lots of...
Oh, it's not just from one book.
No, excuse me.
Compilation of lots of different articles.
Don't know, Miss Honey.
Huh?
So would you like to come down and show us how you look in your bikini today?
Sure.
Except on today's show, in the modern incarnation, you'd have to take your top off.
Yes, it would be topless because we'd be bald.
Actually, remember Dr., was it Jenta? Jenta? What was that boob doctor you had on?
Whatever. The controversial doctor.
Ago, he just gave me surgery.
Oh.
Yeah, but I wasn't very pleased with it, actually.
Oh dear.
Thanks for adding that.
Hold on. If I'm not mistaken, that's the guy who we had signed up to give away free breast enlargements on the show. And then the day that we were going to start the contest,
there was a problem with
him. It was like a giant expose on him on the Washington Post.
We had to pull back on that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
How? Did you get him redone?
I would like to.
Oh
my.
But you're not happy with him?
No, because they're like a little bit, they're not the same size.
Well,
he didn't even them out. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think we can. It's difficult for us to understand what you're saying.
We'd have to see them.
I
I mean, we really could tell you whether we think you need to get new ones or not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Right, see, that went well.
Yeah.
Very nice talking to Miss Maryland again.
Terrific.
Hold on there, honey.
Did we have Miss Virginia on, too, one time?
Yeah, we went through a phase. We had all of them. We had Miss D.C. on.
Yep.
All of them. They're all just like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to talk to Buzz.
Okay, what's up?
Buzz, I got your new theme song right here.
Oh, I'm eager to hear it.
Turn it up, please.
Still eager to hear it. It's not going to happen.
And then he hangs up.
He hung up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Mrs. France from the Miss Universe pageant. Miss Columbia did swallow the cocaine.
It was heroin, Miss France.
And he said Mrs., yeah.
Wasn't also Miss France pissed that there was some allegation that Miss France used to be Mr. France?
Yes. Homosexuals, I believe. A homosexual group.
Drag queens, specifically.
Drag queens felt they were dissed by Miss France, mm-hmm. and they circulated a rumor that she was indeed a man.
Right. Yes, Rob?
I just left a message for the Van Pattens, and I was wondering if you all would like to hear the joke of the week.
Oh, and give me the dial the
it's
number
on,
up here.
It's on the top of your card there.
Oh, he's got a new joke on his answering machine?
I thought it was pretty good for Dick.
Oh, good. You're a good judge of that type of thing. They're good bad jokes. They're all bad jokes, but maybe it's a good bad joke.
Right. I'm calling the home of Dick Van Patten now. Say it's good by Van Patten standards?
I laugh.
Okay.
It's funny if you picture Dick telling it.
Okay. Or anything's funnier with Dick.
Tell me about it.
It could be the old person's ring.
Hi, this is Dick and Pat with the joke of the week. A man goes to his son's room. He says, son, you must stop reading Playboy magazine. You're going to go blind. The son says, hey, Dad, I'm over here.
Rob. Get out of here, Rob.
Jesus.
I pay you to work it, not jerking.
Oh, come on.
Hey, that's gold.
That is tough.
Man, that's cold.
For Dick Van Patten, that's like working the blue. That's toilet humor.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering if you happened to hear about the guy you guys can't talk about blasting you guys pretty bad this week.
Yeah, gee. Do you pay attention at all to what we're saying on this show?
I don't understand calls like this. I mean, have you heard the beginning of the show?
No, I'm sorry. I just got out of work. Actually, I just turned.
Okay, we got on the radio today, and the first thing we said was we could do an entire show based on stuff that we've been told not to talk about.
Right.
And it makes it very difficult for us. And you might know this if you're a regular listener.
I'm a listener of both shows. I like both shows very much.
We get calls. I didn't ask that. What I'm saying is that it makes it very difficult for us when we get calls like this.
And well,
we have certain things that we have to, certain rules that we have to play by.
If anything, you might get a sense of the true hypocrisy of the situation, though. Being as you heard something on the radio today that we are not allowed to comment on. Later in the day.
There you go. And that's it. And we really can't comment on that.
Well, that's too bad. That's just a shame.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but I mean, we really can't. And you can't. If you say anything about it,
we have to delete it out.
We have to delete it out.
I understand. I'm not going to say nothing. I know I can't even mention his name. I just, like I said, I'm a fan of both shows. I just got out of work. I heard it first.
Well, great. Be a fan. Be a fan of both shows. But be a fan of the show that is for free speech.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Truly free speech.
Well, I guess.
Well, what do you mean, you guess?
Well, I mean, I don't see why there's any more free speech on this show than there is, per se, on that.
What did we just tell you? Listen.
Jesus.
Don't you... God damn, you're stupid. The guy you're talking about, who we're already not allowed to talk about, talked about us on his show today. We've been told this. We've also been told, under explicit orders, not to talk about that incident.
Okay.
Yet your champion of free speech can talk about anything he wants to.
Right. It's kind of like a double standard.
Right. Well,
that's why I said it's a hypocrisy.
There we go. And that's about all we can say on the matter.
Okay.
We probably we probably already said too much.
Right.
In fact, I know it. I know we already have.
It was good publicity for you guys anyways.
Great. Right. And, you know, the more I think about it and the more I talk to you, I bet you're really probably more a fan of that other show. And that's fine with me.
Yeah, I think you belong there.
You guys are both solid. Both shows are very good.
Right.
No. You belong there. Stay there. Go there. Enjoy that. Embrace that.
That's fine.
Okay.
I will.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye. Let's hear it for free speech. What do you say for free speech?
Woohoo!
Except if somebody says something that you don't like, and then you go to the president of the company and complain about it.
Oh.
Well.
Okay, you know, goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
Well, hang up.
Oh, see, you're just a ball buster.
No, I'm not
you're
ball
just
buster.
You're a ball buster.
We're here 4 hours all week long. You go ahead and hang up, Dickweed.
No, I'm not hanging up. Go ahead, hang up. Be a man. Run away.
You're paying.
It's fine.
Why? You see, I mean, now your agenda comes through, liar.
Liar?
Yeah. We know what your agenda was the whole time.
But that's all right. If you'd like to stay on during the show, what I'm going to do to continue with the show is put this line on hold, but I'll come back to this every once in a while just to make sure you're still there.
And if you hang up while we have you on hold, you're the big pussy.
I'm not no big pussy. Come on, man.
So you can prove it then if you stay on the line for the whole show.
Otherwise, just hang up. Why is that a problem? Because you wanted to turn this into some kind of a challenge. We said hang up, and you said, no, you hang up. Hello?
I'm right here.
Yeah, so what's your decision?
I mean, we can't devote all 4 hours of the show to you.
I understand.
As intoxicating a prospect as that is.
So what we would do would be to put you on hold. And if you hung up, at that point, you would be the big pussy.
If I stay on hold, I'm going to have to listen to this show.
I thought you were a big fan of the show.
I am. I hear it. I catch it 2 times a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
Ah, see, true colors coming through now.
See, you had the agenda, so now your entire line of questioning is identified as exactly what it is, pure BS.
But the truth of the matter is that what you're hearing right now, the very fact that you're allowed to say what you're saying on this show, separates us from any other show that you might be speaking about. Because there's not that open dialogue on other radio shows that you listen to. Excuse me?
Right. I just think it's a shame, Don. You need to come clean. You need to admit where you got all your inspiration. It's a shame.
See, you can tell right now that was the only reason you called.
I got my inspiration. I got no problem with anybody talking about me, pal. I don't go to the president of this company every time I get upset. I don't.
Would the president of the company waste his time with you? I mean, honestly.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have total access if we wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, you got anything intelligent to say, or am I just going to put you on hold and wait for you to hang up?
I've got plenty of intelligent things to say. I'm sure you're not going to let me say them on the air, though.
Well, what the hell have we been letting you do?
The reason I wouldn't let you say those intelligent things on the air is not by my choice.
Right.
It's by the choice of someone else.
Uh-huh.
And we, everything you've been saying bad about us, we've aired during this segment. So what's your point?
I haven't really said anything bad.
Yes, go ahead. Have. Give us your best shot.
I mean, I don't really want to sit here and rip you guys. I mean, what am I going to tell you guys that you guys don't already know? I mean...
You know what? We give you an opportunity, and then you wuss out. How disappointing.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you, Don? That, I mean,
you're talking to Mike.
You want any credit?
You're talking to Mike.
Hold on. Why should I give any other disc jockey...
Totally ripped off somebody.
Please.
Where was you 15 years ago?
Where was I 15 years ago, asswipe? Hey, asswipe! Hey, hello, mister. I got news for you. The guy that you want to speak about did not invent radio. Where was I 15 years ago?
He didn't invent it.
I was doing this right here.
You don't even want to act like he did.
15 years ago. 25 years ago, I was doing a radio show.
Yeah, you sure was. Hey,
yeah, I was. I was.
Man.
I
you're
sure
like,
was. I sure was.
You're just like Jack Diamond.
Right, I'm just like Jack Diamond.
Oh, we have a radio file.
But I'll say this. About Jack Diamond. Jack Diamond.
Well, no, I can't say that because he did go to our boss. The
yes,
movie
of course. Yes, so he's a. We know nothing good will be said about Jack Diamond.
No,
absolutely not.
Listen, you're a bad, hateful little man, and I'm sorry that your life revolves around radio shows. But thank you for your patronage.
No, just run away. Like I said,
I'm not running anywhere.
The truth's out there, Don.
Oh yeah. What truth is that?
The truth is what? That your bad grammar is coming through our radio show?
No, you're envious of someone that you can never be. Your show's never going to be comparable. You're financially never going to be the same. You're the hateful little man. You're the hateful little fat man, actually. So
what? Let me get this straight. When you called and said you're a fan of both shows, that had to be a lie. Because if you felt that way, then you would not be a fan of both shows. So you lied to us. You basically lied to us.
I can tell the truth.
And you also know everything about all of the conditions on these shows, all of the ratings, all of the revenues. You know all of that, right?
I know quite a bit, yes, sir.
You do? How do you know that?
Well, I mean...
I'm asking you...
I listen to the shows.
You listen to the shows, so you...
Ah, damn it. You know, you have the ability to talk... When we're talking, I'm just trying to ask you a question. This is Mike talking right now. I asked you how you know.
I know.
Pardon me?
I said the pedophile. I know your voice.
The pedophile? What is that supposed to mean, and what do you base that on?
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, I think I might remember. I might remember this call. You called with this before. And now there's silence.
Are you a return caller?
Oh, yes, he is, because he did this because he knew how mad it got me because I have two daughters.
Mm-hmm. Are you the return caller?
No, I have not called
you. Oh, you are such a compulsive liar. Now, you tipped your hand, pal. I remember this, right? And I mean from a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's great is this also gives Charlie the information, too.
Yeah,
when we talk to you. So I'm asking you how you have... You know, we can't say that.
You know what? I have to delete that out because of the guy you love so much. Because of the champion of free speech, I have to delete that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't say, mm-hmm. That's a fact, douchebag.
So I want to ask you once again, how do you get your inside information?
Talented right there with Morton.
How do you get your inside information?
Besides listening to the radio with your pants around your ankles every day, how do you know?
You said you have a lot of inside information, and I was asking you. I've been trying to get the answer out of you how you got it.
Let me ask you.
I'm not going to let you guys know, but I believe me.
Right. Okay, then.
I know what's going on.
Then let me ask you.
Yeah.
Here's a fact everyone would know who's in the radio business. What's our current share in the Arbitron ratings?
Your current share?
Yeah, don't answer a question with a question. What's our current share? Because you're the insider.
Well, I do not know that.
How many ratings periods have we been number one in 15 years doing this radio show in Washington? We're saying the S-word that we have to delay out also.
Now you just got to sit there for... Well, no, the delay is back. How much money did this show generate for CBS last year?
Your show alone or the...
No, our show alone. Since you know so much about the inner workings, how much... thus far, you don't know.
God, I mean, in New York alone, you guys must have blown it right out of...
You can put New York in there. That's fine. That's fine.
What is it? 1.8 share, almost a 2 share now in New York?
You know what?
Really,
you know what's really wonderful about that? Almost a 2 share. And, you know, this is our home base. Like other shows have home bases.
So listen,
the shows do well in their home bases.
We're still trying to get to your inside information that you don't know the rating of this show. You don't know how many years we've been number one.
Does that matter? I can't have an opinion.
You don't know.
Show. I have to know.
You don't know the revenue stream.
Just because.
But you claimed to be an expert. You claimed to know the inside information.
I know some inside information. I never claimed to be an expert.
What inside information do you know?
I'm not
going to
say.
Oh, no, because you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
I'm calling you a liar.
Come on.
You are a liar.
It's an open forum. What inside information do you have?
I just work for a small radio station in Massachusetts. That's all.
You worked?
I worked.
All right, and what inside information do you have that you garnered from this small radio station in Massachusetts?
Just the fact, the truth about your show, along with every other one that has duplicated and then wants to put down somebody for no apparent reason. I mean, something that's never even done anything to you guys, and you don't even want at one effing time give any credit.
What is the inside information? What is the inside information?
Because you got fired from a radio station in Massachusetts?
He never worked at a radio station.
Tell everybody that you've been arrested for drugs, that you're a drunk, that Mike's a pedophile. I mean, what do you want? You want me to come?
All right, I hit the delay.
Okay, hit the delay.
But you hit the delay again.
Now we got to wait for the delay to cycle through again. What a dickweed.
Wow.
Really, what a dickweed.
Wow.
Stay on the line, though. Stay on the line till the delay catches back up.
Yeah. I'll take your best shot. I ain't afraid of you. Please.
Jerk off.
Come on. Where's the delay? Catch up.
I can almost... There he is.
Hi, you're back again.
Yeah, I didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't go nowhere.
Well, we've had to hit the delay now a bunch of times, Pat.
Yeah, because I told the truth and you didn't want you... You didn't
no,
want...
because you cuss. Because
yeah.
you cuss and because you made an accusation about Mike that was not true.
Yeah.
That is, I'll tell you right now, I know, you know what? You know it gets my hot button, and you're absolutely right. So you have succeeded on that mission.
I didn't have a mission to hit your hot button, Mike.
No, you didn't.
Sure you didn't,
right?
No, not at all. When somebody says something like that, that doesn't hit anybody's hot button.
Well, listen, no matter what happens, the bottom line is, you'll always be a radio listener. And we'll always be radio performers. So there will always be that distance between us because we're doing it while you're listening to it.
Right.
And even now, when you think you've gotten our balls all tied up together, even now, the only reason you're still on this show is because people like listening to arguments.
Now we're going to give you an opportunity to make your final statement. Would you like your final statement? Compose yourself, take a big deep breath, and we will give you the final opportunity.
Why? I think I've already said everything I had to say.
If you wanted to make a parting statement, before we let you go.
No, I don't believe so.
All right, well then, why don't you hang up?
Go ahead, boys, go ahead. Your scary show and that super talent there, that's just crowning the airwaves.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Number one, baby.
It is.
Yeah.
Number one for years and years and years. More successful than you could ever imagine being.
Yeah, you guys are just like the Creed of music. It's awful easy to pick up off someone else's talent, which you guys.
Uh-huh. And tell me something. As long as you wanted to, discuss all this.
Close your eyes and remember spinning them records a few years ago. Remember being the late night disc jockey.
That's how I worked my way.
Avatar.
You know what it's called? The American Dream, douchebag. That's how I worked my way up the ladder.
Yeah.
I remember it.
I think you was on your hands and knees most of the time on that ladder.
And it is a shame that you will never achieve that kind of success, no matter how hard you try, no matter how you apply yourself, because you don't have any talent.
I'll stay right where I am to be, instead of being fat, bloated, extremely balding, and basically a loser like the both of you. So,
right.
I mean,
no, and you, on the other hand, I'm sure are incredibly successful. Handsome,
I'm financially stable.
Handsome beyond belief. You got to be a great looking guy. And we can tell how freaking smart you are.
Yeah, you guys' intelligence has just overwhelmed me.
You guys' intelligence.
You guys' intelligence. Guys's, where is that in the dictionary?
No, I was just agreeing with you. Mike and I are big, fat, bald losers, but you got it over us, man. Wow, your life is like a fairy tale. I mean, come on, who is this? Kevin Spacey? This has to be, who is this? Tom Hanks? This has to be some big movie star calling us.
Hey, you don't have no big movie stars call you. Everyone knows that.
You don't
That's
have
right.
no. You don't have no. We ain't got no. We have a grammarians call us all the time, though. We ain't got no.
No, we ain't got no big celebrities. We just got regular people calling us, regular people who listen to the show.
And you never worked at a radio station, pal.
Bull crap.
Well, prove it.
What was the station?
What do you want me to do?
What was the station?
I'm not going to disclose that information.
Because you're a big pussy.
They carry your show. I'm not going to do that.
What, I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Your cell phone's breaking up, big man.
Oh, be stopped now, daughter. You have to put back
in the radio. I can't hear you, dum-dum.
That's too bad.
Remember that, Mike. I just look at girls.
But you know what? Don't worry. I'll get your phone number and call you back.
Yeah, you do that.
I will. Bye-bye.
And I will.
Always an adventure.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. If you know the number, please dial it direct.
I thought you could pick up any cell phone.
Why is that?
I don't know.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method.
What's up with that?
If you know the number, please dial it direct.
What's up with that?
Jesus. What's the dilly, yo?
Hey, you guys.
Woo-hoo, man. That's cool.
Wowzy woo-woo.
You guys.
What, Robbie?
Friendly people and good times. The only station that we're on in Massachusetts is Worcester. So if you worked at a station in Worcester...
He never worked at a radio
station. No, you can tell. I mean, he's not a
radio guy. He's the guy who just listens to the radio and jerks off all day.
Mm-hmm. Please. Well, that was a festive start to the show.
Hey, you guys!
Right?
Hey, you guys! You guys!
Please. Eat me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, may I speak to Don, please?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
This is Don and Mike. What do you want?
That guy is third rate.
Yeah.
And tries to do what she was just doing now to me. Like, off the air, she'll just be saying, why can't Don say this or say that?
What, does she have throat cancer or something?
She said she would never go on the air. I'm surprised she went on the air because she never wanted to go on the air because she knew that we would make
it before. She sounded like this. She said, how come Don won't admit he's a third rate disc jockey?
I got news for all you freaking losers. If I'm so third rate, what are you? You're listening to me. If I'm third rate, you're fourth rate. Please, listeners like you, come out in my stool. Jesus Christ.
You're third rate. Thank you very much. Shall we play a game?
Yeah, I'm third rate, but you're listening to it.
People love conflict.
Oh, yes, they do.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ!
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
Especially punks and losers.
That is cold.
Woo-hoo, man! That's cold!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that guy you're just arguing with?
Yes.
I'm on the air.
Does it matter?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Well, I can't say it, but that's the same guy that called another station this morning crying about you guys.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
See, he's so successful, he can call shows all day long.
He has nothing else to do.
Hello.
Scary successful.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike!
And he's handsome, don't forget that, because we're ugly and fat and bald.
We'll find out more about him.
Hello?
Radio guys, Donnie Mike.
Hi, what?
I'm calling from the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Great.
I won tickets today to sit next to you guys at the VIP booth when you're at the Rudder.
Hey, fantastic. Sit next to us.
I didn't know about I didn't know about that arrangement, did you?
Me and my friend John Jameson along with me.
I didn't realize you were going to be sitting next to somebody when we did the show.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do some checking into that with the good people from 96 Rock.
It'll be very nice. You'll be up in President Lincoln's box. 16 listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, what? Hi.
I got a mic. I want tickets to sit on your lap at your next old Vegas style show.
Okay, get out of here. Hello, one more call. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
These guys rock. These guys are idiots.
Oh, I know. Listen, please. If they really upset us, they wouldn't be on the air.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree 100%.
They're on the air for your entertainment value.
Right. And we've got that other guy up here, and I hate him. He's an idiot.
Okay. I don't know what guy you're talking. It's like, and listen, douchebag, I just had to delete that out. Thank you. Why are our listeners so stupid? Even the ones that support us, why are they so stupid? When we say, I have no idea who you're talking about, and obviously we're being facetious, but then he goes ahead and says it.
Right.
So I got to delete it out again. Man, that's cold.
That's cold.
That's cold.
Cow.
God, I hope Dick Van Patten's not hearing this today.
Oh, my God.
I really hope he's still selling his waffles. He's never heard us like this.
No, not at all.
Let's, hey, you know what? Let's towel off, man.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's towel off and clear these lines out and get a call 100.
Right.
877-365-3636. The secret sound that has still not been guessed.
I can't believe that hasn't been guessed. You practically have handed it to everybody.
Yes, and don't forget my motto, folks.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
So be the 100th caller now. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Do you like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four, and both the concept album. I think they're undisputed masterpieces. Hip to be square. Songs don't catch you. Most people probably don't listen to
them. I think we just recorded this to go all the way to where he cuts the eyes head open.
Pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
What does it say about us that gives us a lift?
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Little American Psycho.
Oh, my God.
I'm mixing a little Casino a little later. Mm. Top it off, a little Goodfellas action.
Got to go with the Goodfellas. Still the Dean.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. Caller 100?
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Jen.
Hi, Jen. Where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
Jen. Well, you've won the DVD copy of the comedy classic Some Like It Hot.
Fabulous.
With Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon, and Tony Curtis dressed like girls. I love that movie. Get your special edition DVD today at Tower Records. Now, are you ready to play for $500?
I am indeed.
Something tells me you might have the answer.
I think so.
You think so? Okay. Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Minnie Riperton.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
All right, there's the sound, and here is your music. Yeah, it does not sound like a bright one we got on the line. Maybe we're going to give away the money now. If we do, it's courtesy Main Street Title.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, now, no pressure, but I'm going to give you an extra timpani here. Just to heighten the excitement of radio, it's red hot. Radio reaches more people every day than newspapers.
Yes, it does.
Radio.
Radio.
It's red hot.
Radio, radio.
For $500, what's the sound?
Is it a key going into a lock?
Oh, honey. No, it is not. Sorry. Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I was sure she was going to nail it.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, don't laugh at her.
I'm not. Rob is filled with great joy.
Of course. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. What did you say, Rob?
Tough break, sister.
Tough break, sister. Hey, anybody got the new Playboy yet?
No, I don't subscribe anymore.
Belinda Carlisle?
Really?
Yeah.
Former go-go?
Yeah, I think she's got a real funky moon pie face.
Yes.
But I wouldn't mind seeing her naked.
Haven't you always had a thing for Belinda Carlisle?
Yeah, even when she was with the Go-Go's and she was fat.
Right, yes.
Even back when they were the L.A. Go-Go's, I had a thing for Belinda Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
She's naked in the new Playboy. Now, ooh. I don't know if it's just teats, or if it's teats and boosh.
Well, even if it's teats and boosh, you know, you're going to have the airbrushing and the tasteful photography that I don't care for.
Yeah, you're not going to have the you know, the fingers doing the walking.
No, you don't necessarily need fingers. Right? It's just you know, certain other publications give you more of what you really want.
You're not going to have the wing spawn on her legs.
Wing spawn.
What, Rob, you know, I keep turning on the wrong goddamn microphone because that microphone's broken. My apologies.
I'd also love to see her aunt in Playboy.
Who is that?
Kitty. Shut up, Kitty Carlisle.
So if anybody's got the Playboy, I just got an email from a friend of mine tonight saying, you're not going to believe this, Belinda Carlisle in Playboy.
Now, did he send you the email because it's, hey, she's incredible, or is it because...
It just said, hey, know you like Belinda Carlisle. She's in Playboy this month.
I'll be down here within the half hour.
Best regards. And I emailed him back furiously. I'm emailing him back like, is there, you know, teeth? Is there bush? Can you see inside? And I got nothing back.
I'm still waiting for the issue with Grace Slick.
I did,
keep waiting.
I did log some time over the weekend with, speaking of Belinda Carlisle, the Go-Go's Behind the Music. And it is... I would rank it my third all-time favorite Behind the Music.
Wow. A lot of controversy?
The best Behind the Music has to be Oasis.
Okay.
That's the best one ever.
That's with the two twin brothers, right?
Yeah, right. That's where... And they speak... First off, every other word is beeped out.
Right.
And they speak that Cockney accent that you can't understand, so they have to run subtitles underneath them.
Well, it was a real, you know, F and D.
Yeah, but even that I can understand that. I mean, it's more like... And you just see on the screen, you just see the words underneath.
Their current tour, by the way, is called the Brotherly Love Tour, and they got into an argument on stage the other night, and no one could understand what they were saying to each other.
That's my favorite one of all time, is Oasis.
Right.
My second favorite is Poison.
Right?
I do not stray when the Poison Behind the Music comes on, but the Go-Go's Behind the Music is maybe as good. They have one scene where they're showing a homemade video of the Go-Go's after a concert. And I don't know if they're high or they're drunk or they're both, but Belinda Carlisle is diddling herself.
Oh, my God.
And they showed this on VH1? Well, they did that thing like on Cops where they, you know, they pixelate out her hand.
Really?
Going down there, and they show Belinda Carlisle bending over, and you see her ass. Now, it's pixelated. And at one point, she's looking into the camera, and she says... Well, I'm probably going to be deleted out for saying this. She says something along the lines of, even when you're alone, everybody, she's holding her hand up like this, everybody can J-O. Girls can J-O. And
right to the camera.
Yeah, she said something besides J-O. If anybody's seen this Behind the Music, I got to know the verbiage she used. And then they show her actually doing it, and they show the other one, the Jane Wedlin, the skinny one with the funny Minnie Mouse voice.
Right.
She's also doing the same thing. She's got her eyes going each way, and you see her hand going up and down.
Wow, and they videotaped it.
Yeah, and they invited some of their groupies backstage to watch them J-O.
Wow.
And then all the talking about, of course, all the drinking and all the drugs that they did, and how the one chick was on heroin the whole time. And
I had no idea. You know, I really was like John Q. Public, thinking the Go-Go's were kind of a wholesome
American
girl.
No, as a matter of fact, the one who has the high squeaky voice, Jane Wedlin, was saying that if all the moms knew what the Go-Go's were really like, they wouldn't buy the albums for their kids. And then they showed video.
Got the beat.
There's all kinds of video of Belinda Carlisle just out of her mind, drunk out of her mind.
Really?
Stoned out of her mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Great Behind the Music.
You know, I got to log in with that show because, you know, there are many nights where you're flipping around and there's absolutely nothing going on.
It's always on VH1. It's always on.
Now, how does the Behind the Music stack up to the E! True Hollywood Story?
Oh, it's much better.
Oh, good. All right.
Because the E! True Hollywood Story is a little more sensationalized.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas on, like, Behind the Music, it's just, and if it's a really good one, like the Poison one.
Right.
Where you just got the lead singer talking about how he hated the bass player.
Yeah.
And about the night that they got in a fight outside this bar, and I says to him, I had enough of that, and I had about two bottles of whiskey, and I'd had some coke and some heroin, so he went outside and he broke me nose. Yeah, then they go to the next guy, CC. Is it CC DeVille? I think we've had him on our show before. He's still wearing the stupid cowboy hat with the long blonde hair.
It's so stupid.
That's great. No, it's much better than the worst show on E! Exclamation point is the Celebrity Profile.
Yeah, they're very... Those are all the puff pieces,
yeah,
right?
Because that's a video J.O. session for whoever the star is.
Now, I'm going to look for the... I'm going to use that little replay TV thing I have and pop in the Go-Go's.
Get the Go-Go's. Yeah. It's a really good one. My third favorite one. Let me see if anybody's got the verbiage that Belinda used. Belinda Carlisle. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Hammer Toe. I called yesterday.
Yes, Hammer Toe.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's my theme song? Anyways, I just wanted to call you because I didn't finish my repertoire. I didn't tell y'all what I do. You know, we're playing the blue suede shoes and...
This is the guy that called because someone had made reference to the fact that the woman in Green Bay drove around the guy that plays guitar with his feet.
Okay, right, good.
Hammer Toe wasn't funny yesterday.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, what's up, brothers?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, have you seen the Megadeth Beyond the Music?
Seen the what?
Megadeth.
Megadeth.
No, I've not. Is it any good?
That is the best one ever.
Is it better than Oasis?
Oh, dude, it kicks its ass.
Wow, I want to see that.
Why?
This is when they talk about how Dave Mustaine beat the crap out of, like, everybody in Metallica at once.
All right, I'll watch it.
Not the boys from Megadeth.
Yes, the nice boys from Megadeth, Buzz.
No, Megadeth was such a wholesome group.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, instead of being...
Because they were coming instead of going. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, no, she just had a good line, and she wanted to share.
All right.
Mike.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you that I saw the Go-Go's on TV this morning. They have a new album out, first one in 17 years or something.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about that.
The real reason I'm calling is because I understand, I mean, I know the whole gag about everybody calls you and tries to get you to say Joe Mama or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen at the time that whole thing started, so I was curious as to whether or not you could just kind of let me know how that came about.
You mean the Joe Mama calls?
Yeah.
No, we don't have time for that. It's not even a good story. It's just a guy would call up and say something like, he'd go through this long, elaborate story, and he'd end the story by saying, and you know the actor, John Pesci, and we'd say, no, it's Joe Pesci, and then he'd say, Joe Mama.
And for a while we laughed, and then we got pissed off, and then we laughed again because it's been a long time, and we banned him for a long time.
And then we started getting pissed off when everybody did it.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay, no big deal. I just thought there was some kind of secret thing I didn't know about it.
No, there's no decoder ring involved.
Thank you.
Okay.
But thank you for moving the show in reverse. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, you know, that Go-Go's, man, that it's funny that all those girls were effed up, but they all, like, give credit to the drummer for messing them up because she had been in bands before and she was a heroin addict and... They all say, yeah, it's all her fault. She's the one that effed us all up. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they had that video of Belinda Carlisle doing herself? What did she say when she looked right in the camera? She said something like, oh, well, you don't know.
Those kids themselves off, too.
No, she said something more, it was more graphic than just, girls.
Oh, I know.
Girls can get themselves
off.
It
was pleasure themselves.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. That's the softest way to get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was wondering if I could speak to Don and Mike on the air.
Yeah, hello, you're speaking with us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miracle of miracles, you happen to be on the air right now.
What can we do for you
right now?
All right, I just want to comment on that guy that was speaking about that other show.
Oh, yes. Please, let's revisit that.
I know you guys don't really want to speak too much about it.
Right, let's revisit that. Let's have another half-hour argument.
Well, it wasn't. That guy really didn't have anything to say. Basically, what he wanted to say was that you guys are copying that other show.
Yeah, right.
And
we got
about Mike, when Don was out, when he had those golf stones taken out or something or whatever.
So, you know what? I am not into another ball buster call.
I am not into another buzz call.
Not today.
Nope.
Sorry. A copycat. We get lots of copycats.
We always get someone who wants to follow. You know, the first guy that wanted to argue for a half hour.
Right.
Okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Kind of fun of that lost puppy reference.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It F. Belinda Carlisle, she says she wants to make the kitty purr.
That is not what Belinda Carlisle said.
Hey,
I like
one
that.
One of them waffle makers from Patton, so you can cook some breakfast now.
You know who this is?
Who is this?
A regular caller. This guy calls all the time on a variety of topics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Clouseau.
He's making me laugh, and I can't help myself.
He hung up. Good for him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Get Van Patten to give me a waffle maker.
Hello. Please, turn your radio down. Please. Don't do it for me. Do it for Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah?
When in the hell are you going to do the Pink Johnson tapes?
Oh, we do them every day.
Oh, but you mean like calling the sax lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe today.
Freaking A. I've been waiting like at least a week and a half.
Yeah, well, freaking A, man. We'll get around to it.
Well, hey, can I give a little message to Buzz?
We're having so much fun answering the phone today. Sure.
Well, can I give my message to Buzz now?
What's your message, sir?
I got a little song for him.
Okay.
Just in the morning, I smoke two joints at night.
Okay.
I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I think
about.
It was a reggae beat, Buzz.
I don't get it, Buzz. I enjoy the reggae music.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
John and Mike, Buzz.
Yeah.
All at hate, known as Rob. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Belinda Carlisle. That is an awesome, awesome behind the music, and you're right.
What did she say, though, when she was diddling herself?
Well, that's just it. I watched that like they did a weekend, like a couple of months ago, and they showed it like three times, and every time, you can't understand it. You can't understand what...
No, she says something that's understandable, but it's not... J-O, and it's not Beto. It's something else that she says when she's describing doing herself.
Rub the floor?
And she says that girls can do this, too. And she waves her hand in the air as if to just show that this is what she does it with.
Polish the button.
No, it was nothing as clever as that. It was actually kind of crude.
Crude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I can kind of tell you what Belinda Carlisle said. I watched it again last night. She said something with enough drive.
Well, I couldn't remember the verbiage, but it's funny to hear a girl say.
It's a variation of them. It's just
J-O.
It's
I know,
J-O.
But I remember it was different than J-O because it was jack-off. She's like, and girls, you can.
With enough drive and enough determination, you can do it too.
You can jack-off.
She said if you don't have a guy around, that something about not having a guy around.
Yeah.
Then you can J-O too.
Yeah.
Is it more comedic or is there any erotic quality to the videotape?
Well, no. First off, is when Belinda Carlisle was...
Big and fat?
Yeah, sloppy.
Yeah.
With the short, curly Shirley Temple perm.
Right. She always had a very pretty face.
Mm-hmm. And they just show her in the corner. She's sitting on the ground. And now a lot of it is pixelated out.
Right.
But you just see her arm going up and down, up and down.
That's incredible.
Then she comes and she stares right at the camera with her hand that's just been there.
Yee!
And then she said, this will be interesting to watch someday.
Yeah. And then the other girl says, show is over. And they turn and they walk away. Really good.
Wow.
What would you have given to be one of those boy groupies, though?
Oh.
Would you have done that?
Now what? Robbie,
you've been one of their boy groupies?
No, hold on a second. Robbie just put a note up. We can't say Jack O. We can't say that?
No, can't say that.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm glad you finally gave me the correct verbiage.
Can we say the guy that used to endorse the Energizer batteries?
No, I'm not.
Jack O?
Well, you say Jacko.
Yeah, Jacko, yeah.
Are you talking about Michael Jackson? Wacko Jacko.
Jacko, mm-hmm. Right?
That's what she said, Jacko.
So it was delayed along the network, so that we were talking about Jacko.
Sure.
Jacko. Okay. That was the terminology. It was Jacko. We can say that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sure.
Can we? I mean, can we?
I guess. I mean, I was told what you can't say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I apologize, guys.
No, not your fault. No, I mean, really, when I said thank you like that, condescending, that was...
Oh, no, I actually forgot. I know you guys say J-O all the time, and...
That was directed at Rob indirectly and more directly at the people who run this station.
Okay.
You know, who have all kinds of morality feelings when we're on the air.
Right, but
they go...
What, sir?
Never mind. I just hung up.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
Right. But at least he did have the correct verbiage.
He did. And it was, now we realize we can't say it.
But it's funny. You got to see her say it.
I now have, I'd like to just race home and see it as soon as possible.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hey, what I saw, what I remember...
I'm sure that's going to be deleted out.
Let's test all the limits.
Yeah,
let's get the one that didn't pay attention in school.
Don and Mike Show.
Catch-a-mo's coming! Catch-a-mo's are coming!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great!
Fascinating.
Do you think that's the original Satchmo guy coming back?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You think so?
I sure hope so, because I used to enjoy it.
Don and Mike.
Is this me?
Yes.
Good afternoon. They were on the Good Morning Show this morning.
Yes, we've heard that.
Good Morning America.
The
it was great being on
Good Morning America. And
yes.
the only thing that I could think about while they were up there playing is the one girl who did so much heroin that her pupils got small, and then she turned around and do coke to make her pupils look normal.
Yeah.
That's all I could think about is while they're up there playing.
Is that behind the music?
That was a big...
Which one of those girls would do that? And
it was. I think it was it's the bass player, I think.
Yeah, and they're all out there now, and the way they look this morning, I think they've gone back to it.
Oh, I don't know. I can't comment on that.
Did you see it this morning?
No, I didn't see it.
They've been doing a lot of traveling. They just flew back from Turkey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Turkey, yeah.
Right? Turkey?
Turkey, yeah. You know, I saw Midnight Express.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just curious. So let me see if I got this straight. You can say God damn it on the air.
Yes.
You can say son of a bitch on the air.
Yes.
Start talking about masturbation and oh my God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the double standard. That is CBS Viacom.
Kind of one of those floating rule books it's very difficult to keep track of.
Good Lord. You guys have like a cheat sheet of what you're allowed to
you
say
know,
and not to say?
We have, for years, seriously, we've said to them, it would be a lot easier if you just put a list in here of what you could say and what you couldn't say. Because, to be honest, from day to day, the rules change.
Yeah, and that would require effort to put a list together.
God.
And that effort has never been made. There's even a word that the callers can say that we can't, right?
No, but now they've done a flip-flop on that.
Ah, okay.
And now that word can't be said at all.
Ah, okay. That was a-hole, right?
Right. Yeah. Although you can say ass.
Right.
And you can say, oh, I have a hole in my shoe.
Yes.
But you can't say the two of them together.
No, no,
you can say a-hole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can say ass-h. But you can't say the two together.
It's fascinating because it is a dynamic. It's always changing.
How about ass receptacle?
Sure.
I think that's fine.
You can say that the guy who argued with us was a jerk, and I wish that he was off the planet.
But you could not combine those two words close together.
Right.
Right.
And you can say, get your jerk on.
Right.
You can say all day, I want to get my jerk on.
And as we just found out, if you're paying attention, we can say, Jack the Ripper, and, you know, we can say, turn the light off,
but you can't
put those two words together.
So you can say jack on, get your jack on,
right.
But you can't say get your jack the opposite of jack on.
Which is the same thing.
Which is like much like game on, game off. I still like George Carlin's old line, you can prick your finger, but you can't the one you can't say.
You probably got
delayed
there. Oh, I'm sure they just deleted that out.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're giving the pixie a workout today. We got this little cute little pixie who sits on the button here. Mm-hmm. It's her job.
Right.
And I just saw her a moment ago during the break, and she was back talking with Lisa in the call screener area, and they were real... So I said, what is it? What? She said... I think one of the a-holes got through. And I said, you know, which a-hole? Thinking just some caller.
There has been today.
She said the word may have gotten through because I was hitting the delay a million times. She was hitting her delay a million times.
I'm surprised her fingers aren't bleeding after today's
they
show.
Are. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
But you know what? It's a learning experience for her. I don't think she knew as much about life as she does since she was the person that CBS hired to sit on the button. And that's how much they trust us, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
I got a button in here.
Right.
But they don't trust me to hit the button, so now they got someone else with a button. And just like in a casino.
Yes.
You know how in a casino you got the guy who watches the guy who's dealing?
And you get the guy that's watching the guy who's watching the guy that's dealing.
There is also a third person in this process who has a button that can supersede the pixie with a button upstairs, and her button can supersede my button here in the studio.
Well, the pixie will leave this job wiser and tougher.
Mm-hmm. All of this just so no one says the opposite of jerk on.
Mm-hmm. Or jack on, as we learned just today.
Yes. Jack.
But you can always say, right on. So there's that.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I think the great Alice Cooper said it best, sir. Welcome to my nightmare.
Sorry about that.
School's out for summer.
You guys heard it's
terrific, though, when somebody calls in and asks you how you're doing and then proceeds to continue to talk when you're giving them the answer.
Most times I don't like to answer, but today I feel like answering. Mm-hmm. All with titles to Alice Cooper songs.
Right.
I'm 18 and I like it.
My apologies, sir.
I want to be elected. What's the song you had about dead babies?
I think it was called Dead Babies.
Yeah. Dead Babies. I mean, hold on. Let me see if I'm out of Alice Cooper songs or not.
Didn't he have a hit in his older years? Didn't he have one hit?
Yeah,
he came back and he had a hit.
Oh, hold on. No, I got another one, though. Only Women Bleed.
Only Women Bleed.
Only Women Bleed. Only Women Bleed.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
Well, and he had a modern one.
Yes.
One,
Poison. I think
you're right.
Right.
It was called Poison.
Yeah, good song.
Yep.
By Alice Cooper.
And, of course, made famous in Wayne's World when they were worshiping him. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
That's how I'm doing today.
Well, you guys right?
That's how I'm doing. How may we serve you?
Go.
I just wonder if you all heard about G. Gordon Liddy busting on Ken Stevens the other day. He's talking about morale being low at JFK and the reason why... I guess G. Gordon Liddy was coming through the parking lot seeing Ken Stevens' new Porsche there.
Yes, that's why morale is low here, because Ken has a Porsche.
Hey, morale is low?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The listeners are always the first to know.
Hello.
Hi, this is Belinda Carlisle. I've always got my finger on my button.
Okay, Belinda, get out of here.
I think that was a guy.
I think so, too. Yeah, not bad. On today's show, I is maybe the best call of the day. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you push up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Ooh, doodle. Doo-da-da-doo. Don and Mike.
We're going to be in New York City next week from WNEW doing our first ever New York edition of Strip Trivia.
Yay.
Fantastic. I call us my first witness, Lisa, who's been manning the email.
Good.
We got a special address for everybody in New York who wants to play Strip Trivia. We need at least five girls and five guys.
Excellent.
For thousands of dollars a day.
Serious money for everybody. I'll tell you, it's going to be a great time with Strap Trivia.
The email address is striptrivia@AOL.com. I know you had about 100 goof emails yesterday, right?
Give or take a few. Yeah, a lot of forwards, a lot of dumb jokes, a lot of, I want to come get naked, but, just pass right on through them.
She did tell me, excuse me, though, Lisa, during the show yesterday,
yes.
Before the show was even broadcast to New York,
mm-hmm.
People were trying to jerk our chain by writing emails in saying, I'm from New York City and I want to play.
The super bright people are doing it.
Yeah. Especially smart ones.
Not realizing that the time would be put on their email.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what you got?
I have about five real contestants right now. I've spoken to two that we verified for next week. And I did get some pictures. Not a lot, but two
pass
people.
Pass them on.
I'll show you the gentleman first because I thought you'd get a kick at the picture on the bottom.
Okay, the picture on the bottom.
Actually, he's Elvis, I think.
He's handsome. Take a look at him. His name is...
Aaron.
What's his subject? Sign me up. His name is Aaron. Lisa's right. Take a look at the bottom picture, Mike. If you want to see the personification of cool...
He's a cool dude.
And you got a picture of a girl?
Yeah, I did get one picture from one girl, and she said, I love the show, and I would love to come and get naked for you guys.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Here's her topless picture.
Oh, a topless picture.
Well she's covered up, but she is topless.
That looks to me like she stole that out of a magazine.
Well, I don't know. I think it might be real.
Did you call her up?
Yeah. I've called up there. I left a message. So she's real. The reason I don't think it's a picture out of a magazine because she's not drop-dead gorgeous. You know?
She didn't mention Jodie Foster or anything like that.
It says, think real red and all lesbian.
All right.
Okay, so take a look at that picture. So we're going to be in New York next week. We'd like to play Strip Trivia on Tuesday. We need five guys and five girls, cash prizes. If you're interested, please send the email. Lisa's in charge of that, too.
Yes,
Strip Trivia at AOL. Don.com.
It's that easy. It couldn't be any easier. And there's big cash for the women and big cash for the guys.
Yeah, well, smaller cash for the guys.
Much always smaller cash for the guys.
And we hope to have the entire trivia thing worked out by the end of the week. We'll play it next week. Now, it was yesterday that they were supposed to give the lethal juice to Timothy McVeigh.
Yes, and
because Terre Haute.
Right. Because of that missing evidence, that a lot of which was found in Baltimore.
Today,
today was supposed to be the day.
Well, okay. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yesterday was supposed to be Dennis's free day, and today was the day he was going to cover it.
Right.
So what we're going to do is call some of the businesses now in Terre Haute to see if they've had any kind of... Oops. You know, why did the light go off when that telephone rings?
No, it was someone's on 444.
Yeah, I see that, but the light went on. The hotline light went on.
It lights up for that line, too.
Oh, I think really? We're just having a pretty electric show today.
Well, 444 is on hold.
It's electric. It's woogie, 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 woogie.
Oh, it's the guy from New York.
Yeah.
Aaron. Oh, I see. Lisa called him up. Hello, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here.
Handsome picture, dude.
Thank you.
Handsome picture.
I thought you guys might like that.
You know, even though it was, came through the email, it looks like you might be one of the hairy people. Are you a hairy guy?
Yes, I am.
You have back hair, a lot of back hair?
No, well, it's starting to migrate down, so.
To describe the picture of Aaron, he's standing sideways wearing like a Magnum P.I., a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes, he is.
And he's giving you the two-finger point, like, here I am.
Looks funny. And were you once an Elvis impersonator?
I've worn this outfit many a times. That was down in Mardi Gras this year. Me and my friends dressed up as Elvises and walked around.
You know, I know it's a jumpsuit, but I mean, if you combine that with the proper underwear, he could get down to five items and wear his jumpsuit.
He could. If he wants to dress as Elvis, that's fine. Either way, Aaron, we'll see you next Tuesday, and thanks for emailing us.
Okay, no problem.
Hold on a second. Lisa needs to talk to you again. All right, so that's one of the real guys from New York who emailed us. Again, that address is striptrivia@AOL.com. So, Buzz is right. Today's the day that they were going to inject Timothy McVeigh.
Mm-hmm. Fry always sounds better.
They've put it off now until June 11th.
Right.
And it might not even happen on June 11th. They might have to push it back again.
Possible.
So we're going to call some of the businesses in Terre Haute to see what kind of an impact this has had on the Terre Haute community.
Because they were going to be deluged with all sorts of media, thrill seekers.
Protesters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the A&W is busy.
You know what business I'm sure is taking a terrible hit?
What?
The hooking industry.
Because it's so significant in Terre Haute.
It is. If you want a good hooker.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, isn't Terre Haute for a while known as the hooker capital of the world? Well, they train a lot of them there and then ship them out.
All right, now we're calling Applebee's.
I love Applebee's.
Great place for hooking.
TGI McFrydigan's.
Here we go. Applebee's. Get ready.
A&W was busy?
Yep.
Is that like the root beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Great hot dog there.
Great root beer.
What? No answer at Applebee's?
Well, they probably left town because there's no execution. They're all gone.
All right. Hold on. How about a Burger King?
Thank you for calling Terre Haute Applebee's. Speaking, may I help you?
Hi. This is the Don and Mike show. We're on the air right now, and we're doing a national radio show from CBS. Hope that's okay with you. We're calling to find out, there at Applebee's in Terre Haute, have you seen a decline in profits since Timothy McVeigh is not being executed today?
No,
and has that affected your business?
We were expecting to be a lot busier than we actually are.
Were you going to offer any execution day specials?
No, we weren't.
You were not?
No.
How are you planning to gear up for the next execution if it happens on June 11th?
We'll probably have a great staff on.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah. Did you originally have a bigger staff in line today if he was going to be juiced today?
Not bigger than a normal busy that we have for a busy day.
What is the special today, just out of curiosity?
Is our special today?
Yes.
It's the Clubhouse Grill with fries and a drink for $5.79.
That is a bargain, and I bet it's delicious.
That's great. All right, well, you know, I don't want to tell you guys how to do your business. Applebee's is great, but maybe next time, maybe some kind of, you do Cajun cooking, like a blackened fish or something. I mean,
right.
I know he's not...
salad.
it?
How about turkey injected with flavor?
Okay. How about I will suggest that to the management.
Or the lethal beef stick.
Yeah.
I mean, something.
You go with the spicy, right? You know, it's just, this is lethal. It's our lethal chili.
It'll kill you.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Applebee's.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Applebee's says no change.
And for the bar, you know, you can serve all your shooters in syringes.
Okay. Now we got a Chi-Chi's.
Well, that's just like a, you know, it's a cheat chili I fried against.
I know. Hold on. I'm just going through the list.
So many of those places where you can get mozzarella sticks in every last one of them.
Okay, how about 7th Street Wings?
Oh, that's
a good place. Fantastic. You can practically smell them. I can practically smell the vinegar. Come on down to 7th Street Wings. We're right at the corner of 7th and 6th.
How about this? Electric cherry pie.
Yeah, fantastic. Very, very
exciting. Electric cherry pie.
Everybody can say, come on in for an injection of good times.
Hello?
Is this 7th Street Wings?
7th Street Wings?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Is this Terre Haute?
Yeah, this is a Terre Haute number, but it's not 7th Street Wings.
Hi, listen, this is the Don and Mike show. We're doing a radio show right now. I hope that's okay with you.
That's fine.
That's fine. Listen, we're trying to call businesses in Terre Haute to find out if they were disappointed that Timothy McVeigh wasn't being executed today.
Because there wouldn't be as many people as, I guess there's not as much traffic around Terre Haute now, right?
Yeah. Right now, not as much.
How's it impacting you personally, sir?
Not really.
No. Not really?
No, not, sir.
Did we wake you?
A little bit.
Oh. Taking an afternoon siesta?
Yeah.
Work overnight?
I was all day, sir.
For your time. Tell me something. If you went to a restaurant, would you buy an entree called the Gil T-Bone Steak?
Excuse me?
How about the Electric Cherry Pie?
Wow.
I think he likes it.
I think he likes it. That means he would.
Hey, what's the best restaurant in Terre Haute?
To me?
Yeah.
I like the Outback Steakhouse.
There you go.
Good choice. All right, yeah, we like Outback, too. All right, thank you for your time. Sorry to wake you up.
That's fine.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
Study hard.
Executions in the Outback. All right, I ain't got the Outback's number here.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have the Outback's number here.
Ain't got no.
How about,
call that.
Abe's Acres?
Yeah, it sounds
What's
good.
Abe's Acres?
I don't know. Wouldn't you rather call it the Big Shoes Barbecue?
Yes. I think we could probably meet a big man at the Big Shoes Barbecue.
Or Bert and Betty's Kitchen.
Is it the barbecue, Don, or the Bobby-Cue?
No, they spelled it the right way. Barbecue.
Barbecue. What do we call him?
Big Shoes Barbecue.
Big Shoes Barbecue. Hi, I'm Big Ed. I got big shoes and big barbecue for you right now. I'll slather it out on a roll. I'll put it in a bowl. It doesn't matter. My Big Shoes Barbecue is the best you've ever had. And just remember, for this execution, it's injected with flavor.
Shoes Barbecue.
Hello, is this Big Shoes Barbecue?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now doing a live broadcast. I hope that's okay with you.
So, not really, because I'm kind of busy right now.
Can't just take a second to chat with us.
Do you have just a moment? We were just curious. Big Shoes Barbecue, have you guys been impacted financially by the fact that Timothy McVeigh is not being executed today?
No.
No? Everything's just the same?
Yeah.
What's the special at Big Shoes Barbecue?
Ribs.
Ribs.
Yeah.
Ribs. Fantastic. How much for a rib?
Full slab is $16.75.
No. How much for a single rib?
How much for a rib?
I don't tell about one rib.
Well, what would it cost?
Come on. Help a brother.
How much would it cost if we just wanted to get one rib?
Pour some in my hand.
You can get three bones for $6.75.
Hey, all right. That means Rob, do the math. What would one single
rib
be?
But how much for a rib?
Three what?
Two and a quarter.
$2.25.
We'll give you $2.25 for a rib.
No.
And how much is a medium soda?
Help a brother.
50 cents.
50 cents? How about you just pour it in my hand for a dime?
Yeah.
Can you break 100?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, goodbye. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye. Listen, you Jerry Curl win.
That's probably the only black man America has not seen I'm Going to Get You, Sucker.
Apparently not.
And
I love that tape.
And here we are quoting the only black movie we know by heart.
It's Chris Rock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
She said, oh, come on, man.
Help a brother.
Okay.
Man, that's cold.
One more, Mike. Okay. This one's for you.
Very good.
Okay?
You know, I always know it's good when he doesn't tell me in advance.
It's for you.
Very good.
See how this
turns out. Thanks for calling Bob Evans Care Hope. May I direct your call to Curio?
Oh, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
We're doing a national radio show. Can you tell us, today was supposed to be the execution day of Timothy McVeigh.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys seen a downturn in business since he was not executed today?
No, not really.
So everything's the same?
Pretty much.
Are you selling a lot of breakfast skillets this morning?
I don't know. I didn't work the morning shift.
And Bob, is he pro or con death penalty?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah. How about his sister, Dale?
Huh?
Don't worry about it. And what's the special at Bob Evans for lunch today?
We really don't have a special.
I know, it's all special.
Had you planned on any Timothy McVeigh? Timothy McVeigh.
Try the Timothy McVeigh. That would be it. I don't think they serve veal.
Yeah. That's
at least not in its, you know, pure form.
You can serve it at McDonald's, though. Could be like the McVeigh sandwich. The McVeigh LT. McVeigh LT. Are you planning it? We got a bunch of them here. We had electric cherry pie. We had,
Can I go ahead and go?
How about the Gill T-bone steak?
And everything. How about turkey injected with flavor?
Oh. Killer fries?
I can't believe it.
Well, that's your place, Mike. Bob Evans.
Oh, man. I tell you, that breakfast skillet stands up to anything else. Get it with a biscuit.
Well, as you can hear,
life Carb Lover special.
Life goes on in Terre Haute.
That's, they don't seem to be very phased.
No?
You know, they don't seem to be very, very excited that they've been chosen for a major execution.
They're not.
You think that they could be just a little more enthusiastic.
Let's try one more. Let's try a hotel.
Do they have an old country buffet?
No, let's try the Super 8.
I'd lay odds they have one, if we really look. I bet you dollars to donuts, there's an old country buffet in Terre Haute.
I've only got what Lisa came up with on the search on the internet.
Just to give you a clue about how things are in Terre Haute, they don't list any hotels, only motels.
Help you.
Hello, is this the Super 8?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the air right now at CBS. We hope that's okay with you. We were calling to ask, you guys, have you seen your business go down since it was announced that Timothy McVeigh is not being killed today?
Well, we still have our regulars. So.
You have your regulars, but were you jammed for this day before?
Yeah, we were, and they set it back to the 11th of June.
So it's impacted you, at least for today, negatively, I would imagine.
Excuse me?
Don't worry about it.
So has it... you guys, were you expecting that today you'd be overflowing with people and instead it's kind of dead around there?
You didn't even know.
No, I didn't.
So to speak.
No, answer that question. I mean, it's really not.
I'm sure it's hopping at the Super 8.
Oh, come on now.
Did people kill a lot of reservations?
Yeah, pretty much.
They did. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Okay. Hey, I got an idea for something. Do you have those little placards?
Jeez,
I was going to say out in front, they can put, you know, you'll sleep like you were dead.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's to the point.
It's super.
But it's a restful sleep.
Well, as you hear, it's the restful sleep of?
The eternal sleep.
The eternal sleep.
Right.
The eternal sleep of the dead.
And what is the other thing you say? The tortured?
No, the mirthless laughter of the damned.
And as you heard, they don't give a rat's ass in Terre Haute.
They could care less. You know, I think really.
I think move it to a city that cares.
Yeah.
Right. Send it to Buffalo or somewhere. Send it to Rochester.
You got
to
send it to a more hateful city. Send it to Sacramento.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show. Guilty of inciting happiness, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wow.
It's the day's just getting better.
It is.
Good.
Well, you know the day is getting better. We was on the phone with Leah Remini for a while during the commercials there. Everything's cool. We love her. She loves us.
Good. Well, we do love her, and that's good news.
Someday, God, if I could tell you all the crap that's going on right now.
It's amazing.
It would, really.
It's really.
You'd laugh your ass off.
It's beyond.
It's sublime.
Anything that should be allowed.
It is sublime. But now I don't think is the right time to have Leo on the show just at this moment.
No, not at all.
We still have some behind-the-scenes stuff to work out. Mm-hmm. But I know some people, Lisa said some people are calling today and said, what's the deal with you guys and Leah?
Yeah.
Everything else with us and Leah is more than cool.
That is good. Well, she's a good person, and that's the reason for that.
More than cool. And I wish I could tell you more, but obviously, there's a gag order on this topic.
Don't talk about anything.
Right, so we can't talk about it.
Do all this, but don't talk about it.
Right, okay. But someday we'll be able to.
Do this, but don't say a word about it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, it's Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah,
it's Don and Mike. Hello?
That's great. Listen, this is Ed from Rochester. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
You guys say you want to send McVeigh's execution up here to Rochester.
Yes.
And then they say we're a mean city.
No. I did not say Rochester was a mean city.
No.
Okay.
No, I did not say Rochester was a mean city. I didn't. I said send it to Buffalo. Send it to Rochester. Then Mike said send it to Sacramento.
Right.
Because Sacramento is a mean city.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. You didn't say
but
that.
I did not say Sacramento is a mean city. I said it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you remember the way I said it exactly? You're better at remembering what I say than I am.
Do you remember?
Pull the tape.
Well, how? What was the context it was said in?
Wrong microphone.
Because I love Sacramento, and I wouldn't want to offend anybody in Sacramento.
How about Rochester?
Rob's microphone is not on.
Not to put words in your mouth, yes. But I think what you were trying to say is that Sacramento is a city that could really appreciate the attention
yes.
that the execution could bring to them.
Exactly.
You don't want to drop the ball like Terre Haute.
Right.
You want to make the most of it and really teach a lesson and make all of America.
And I thought the same about Rochester. Rochester's a can-do city.
Mm-hmm. And when I think the word hate might have come out.
No. What you said was Diamond of the West.
Oh. Diamond of the West.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, well, Rochester, can I speak for a second?
About Rochester? Sure.
Absolutely. Listen, actually, and this is the truth, my birthday is June 11th.
Actually. Yeah.
That's the truth. Now, what I would like, is I'd like to have them transfer that execution here.
Yeah, them.
We could bake a cake around them, douse them with lighter fluid, and burn the little bastard.
See, and right, who says Rochester's a hateful city?
We're not hateful, we're just...
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Rochester's a wonderful city. I think it would be great to douse it with lighter fluid and set him on fire in the middle of Rochester.
Absolutely, I'd enjoy it.
I think he absolutely, and then he could take your truck and yak over him. Okay, thank you. I was just sending some love to Rochester.
Yeah. And I'd like to send some out to Sacramento. And while we're at it, Buffalo.
Hello.
And all our fine affiliates.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Yes, hey.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, hey. 40. 40, yes. Long time no chat.
Right, yes. Right.
Guess who's coming to Sunday breakfast?
Oh, I don't think so, 40. I don't think so.
Some eggs and some
old English and eggs.
I don't think so, 40.
Yeah, he could have a red eye with just breaking a raw egg into his old English.
Oh, that's right.
That's going to be tight.
It's this weekend after the Las Vegas. Well, virtually, one form of you guys and the other is going to be living with me all weekend. Saturday morning, I'm going to have Mike and Buzz over for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday afternoon, all the way through Saturday night and into Sunday, the Spiewaks are staying with us.
And by Monday, you're going to come back here and you're not going to want to see any of us.
No, and then we're all going to New York together.
There we go.
On Tuesday.
And then we'll have a big Tuesday night together.
Uh-huh. Yes, we will. All of us together.
Together again.
But you know what? No, in times, though, really, like today, it's good we have each other.
It is.
Because if we didn't have each other, man.
Circle the wagons.
Absolutely. 40, so you're coming to the show this weekend in Ocean City?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Right. We're going to party in Ocean City. It's going to be all good.
Right. What are you drinking right now, 40?
I just finished the OE. I'm on my way to the store now.
Are you walking?
No. I'm riding.
He's riding his unicycle.
Yeah, fantastic. His giant tricycle.
His unicycle.
No, you shouldn't do that, Dark, either. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm riding scrubs.
You know, technically, riding a bike is almost as dangerous as getting behind the wheel of a car.
Yes.
You know, because your balance is so whack.
It's crucial.
Yeah.
All right, 40. Well, right. We will see you on Friday night.
Right. Friday night.
Friday night, my brother. Right on. All right, bye, 40.
All right, peace out.
Peace out.
Somewhere in the Midwest this week, I forget the state, they're trying to rewrite the state constitution so it's illegal to be drunk on a horse.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there was some injury, so they have to watch out. Right.
Is there any other way to ride a horse?
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, Friday in Portland, did you know there are a couple Don and Mike imposters in the audience?
We'd heard about that before the show, a couple of guys were running up and down the aisle pretending to be us.
They must have been real handsome guys.
Hey, they really were. I watched in the hallway about 100 people come up to these guys, shake their hand, and offer them books and all that.
were they big, ugly guys?
Okay, here's the deal. I was being Rob A.
Hold on. You were one of the impersonators?
I was the one that said I was Rob A.
Oh, my God.
That cracks me up.
Like, only four people come up and they look at me and said, oh, you don't look anything like Rob A on the website.
But you still said you were Rob A?
I did.
Even with that obvious Maine accent?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a pure one right there. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the guy that was playing Mike, everyone kept coming up and said, I love your Maine accent. He was going right at it.
That's funny.
Get out of here.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Chris the Gambler.
Oh, Chris the Gambler. You know what?
I'm calling to you tell you, how about those Twins?
You're in good shape right now. This is the guy who has the season-long bet with us about the Minnesota Twins going to the World Series.
Right.
Four out of six from the Yankees. How about those Twins?
Yeah, what are they, like 25-10?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I believe they lost last night, didn't they?
Hey, we're allowed to lose every other game.
Oh, that's the loss of the Red Sox, right?
Yes, who would be the... I believe it was Mr. Frank Castillo pitched a nice little gem against your Twins.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe it was Mr. Manny Ramirez who took the batting lead over from that mouthful, that guy that you got that's hitting all those base hits.
That's fine.
I just, I got to gloat when I can.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to tell you something quickly. I heard Rob A. something about a weird law. In Virginia, do you know it's illegal for a girl under 17 to have her socks off while riding in the car?
Yes, yes, we do. Thank you,
Damn.
Chris the Degenerate Gambler. Thank you, Chris. Hello, that guy is a gambleaholic.
Absolutely.
Gambler-holic, whatever you call it.
He'll make a bet even if he knows he's going to lose.
Like that Minnesota Twins bet.
Yeah, which like that Boston Red Sox bet.
Yeah, well, no, the Twins bet is dumber than the Red Sox bet.
Well, the Twins, what's he going to do if he loses?
He's going to shave his head.
He's already shaved it, so he just keeps it shaved.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Hey, I got a major celebrity fighting for you.
Really? Did you mention our names?
You sure did.
Who's the major celebrity?
One of your favorites, Larry King.
Okay. Where'd you see Larry?
I went out to, me and my wife went out to Las Vegas last Thursday. We were at the Venetian out there and stayed for a couple of days.
Beautiful hotel.
I love their blinds.
Yeah, and because they have a gondola ride there.
Let's go on the gondola.
Was Larry in the gondola?
Well, actually, we were standing in line, and him and his wife and his two children, his two kids, come up. And
Armstrong King. Cannon Edward King. Cannon Edward King is the baby's name. We love that Chancy man.
He is a nice boy.
Okay, so what did you say to Larry King?
So we got up there, and of course, my wife recognized him first, and I said, yeah, that's him. They cut right in the very front of the line, of course. And my wife and I said, hey, it's my husband's 40th birthday, can we get a picture or whatever? So we got a picture, and then I asked him, he said, happy birthday. I said, well, hey, what do you think of Don and Mike? And he said, who? I said, Don and Mike. I said, you know, the guy from the radio show, Don and Mike show. And he just kind of looked at me real funny and really didn't say anything and turned around and got on, and they got him on the gondola.
Yeah, that's great that you did that after you had the picture taken.
Oh, absolutely.
That's funny.
All right, good for you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Cooperstown, down in Cooperstown, New York.
He is a nice boy. He is a good boy. He is the chancy man, the little chancy man. How we love the chancy man, the chancy man.
Hey, Rob,
where are those tapes?
Why don't you find it on the next break? We talked about it earlier today. The greatest Larry King tape of all time.
The ultimate.
Yeah. Cooperstown.
I'm not listening.
Down in Cooperstown, New York.
Because what people don't realize, when Larry used to do his radio show, we were doing a morning show, and we talk about Larry a lot because it's what we would be listening to because it was so absurd on the way into work.
We came on the air at 5:30, and we would both listen to him on WTOP on our way in.
And then afterwards, after we had talked about him for a while, people started sending us things about Larry's show. We got information about Larry's show. Some information I can't divulge where I received it, but I will tell you right now, somebody told me that Larry used to fall completely asleep and also break wind a lot when he was in the studio.
And then we ended up getting tapes of Larry nodding off during a show.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a tape of Larry farting during a show.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I was also, if you would honor a request of when he thinks he's in commercials.
Oh, my, you know what?
Oh, that is hysterical because you hear the real, like, behind-the-scenes Larry talking to one of his guests.
All right, I promise today on the show, because these are both long tapes.
Yeah, they are.
We're going to have to devote an entire segment to them today.
Larry King. Canon Edward King.
I got it right here.
Edward King.
All the Larry tapes.
The great Canon Edward King is a big beast now.
You know what I do want to do, though, before we forget, that guy called and reminded.
Yeah, you have been teasing this for a while.
I do want to call Sex Lines. And just play Pete Johnson tapes.
Yep. See how they're received.
To the girls.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Right, because we got about 1,000 of them.
Your pussy smells like garbage. Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
So let's see what we've got here. We've got 1-900 redhead.
Oh, Pete loves a redhead.
1-900 pink.
Oh, we all know what that is.
Hot and horny virgins.
Oh, my.
I measure success. 8 inches at a time.
Oh, wow.
Hot, wet sex babes. Cheap and nasty phone sex. Queens of kink.
Ah, that might be up Pete's alley.
The lust lines. 1-900
hot slut.
Is it when you can't read?
1-800-EAT. C-U-N Toledo.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at it. Look at the giant ad.
Had a lovely picture to go along with it.
Yep. Young Sea Suckers. BJs. California Dream Girls. 1-800 I Love Teeth. 1-800 CLI.
Yeah. All right.
1-800 dark jugs. Just let me hear what that's about. Hold on.
Very good.
And of course, we will be communicating entirely with tape.
This is an 800, though. We might have to have a.
Yeah, you have to have a credit card.
A credit card.
You just lie down, baby. Let me bring my beautiful black body right down on top of you.
Dark jugs.
Mm, that's right. I'll move my hips nice and slow. teasing you while you fondle my perfectly round 36C.
Okay, all right. I had to delete that out.
She's naughty.
Now here's one. Michelle's eavesdrop line. Secretly listen in on live, uncensored phone sex calls. Only 99 cents per minute.
Please enter your ID code now. If you don't have one, please hold on. Hi, I'm Michelle, and you've reached the eavesdrop line, where you can secretly listen in on hot, live, uncensored phone sex from only 99 cents a minute, plus a $7.99 connection charge.
Yeah.
You'll hear hot girls and guys fulfilling their most private fantasies, and they won't even know you're listening in. You'll be billed just once a month on your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express.
All right, goodbye, honey. Goodbye.
You got a good 900 one?
I'm looking, Mike.
How about redheads?
That was an 800 number.
Oh, bummer.
Okay, hold on. How about the fill my hole line?
That, of course, is the New York City pothole problem hotline.
Uh-huh. I think this is a 900 number.
Welcome to Secret Encounters. You must be over 18 and call from a touchtone telephone to use this service.
All right.
Brought to you by Global Specialties.
Brought to you.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Found the best place to find lots of exciting girls.
Yeah.
Over 10,000 local ladies call every day.
Wow.
We'll hook you up with real local
hook
ladies.
Hook us up.
For all kinds of action. From casual encounters to the
toast.
Why?
Hey, let's go.
Always private. Always the unexpected.
I tell you to work it. Not
129 for a minute. Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
1, 2, 3.
If you do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Nope. 1, 2, 3. Hey, I like this music.
This is the system main menu. To enter the live talk menu where you can talk live with local callers or callers from across the country, press 1 now. Hold on, baby. Here I come.
Thanks, baby.
She's so nice.
All we're going to do is play the Pete tapes. Okay, so we'll have no communication. We'll see how this goes.
And we'll try a couple
Please more. Listen carefully to all of the voice instructions before pressing any keys.
You got
Take
it.
Take a moment to listen to our rules and suggestions.
Rules?
Be discreet with your public messages. Don't give out addresses, phone numbers, pagers,
Oh, these
websites,
are real people. These aren't pros. I don't think we can do that.
We suggest...
Let me just hear what it is. If we can put a message...
These are like the people calling in...
Secret Encounters assumes no responsibility or liability for the actions of callers or meetings between callers.
Oh.
If you understand and agree with our system rules, press 9 for yes now.
That's a heavy-duty one.
This is the system main menu.
Nice production
to record your personal greeting and meet the ladies online,
I don't think there's any harm in recording a personal greeting.
If you're new to the system and want instructions, press 2. For tips on how to record a successful greeting, press 3.
No.
To hear sample greetings, press 4.
No.
If at any time you get lost or wish to return to the main menu, simply press 0. Please make your selection now.
Was it 1 to record?
I think it's 1 to record, yeah.
Thank you. In a moment, you'll have an opportunity to record a 45-second greeting that will be heard by all of the callers on the system.
Okay.
But first, introduce yourself by recording your first name. Please say your first name after the tone and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Pete.
Now, get ready to record your personal greeting for the other callers to listen to. This greeting will let other callers know what you're about and can be up to 45 seconds long. Remember, the hottest greetings get the most responses, so take your time and make it good. At the sound of the tone, please record your 45-second personal greeting and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Open wide and swallow my spunk. Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch. Smell my hog, queer bait. Tickle the duke, useless bitch. Your pussy smells like garbage. Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid. Go fist yourself, pimple ass. See you in Toledo, you stupid whore. Go F yourself, douchebag. Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
To replay the greeting you just recorded, press 1. To re-record this greeting, press 2. To approve your greeting and
see the
ladies online, press 3.
3. 1.
Why isn't one working?
None of them are working.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand your entry. To replay the greeting you just recorded, press 1. To re-record this...
Open wide and swallow my spunk. Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch. Smell my hog, queer bait. Tickle the duke, useless bitch. Your pussy smells like garbage. Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid. Go fist yourself, simple ass. See you in Toledo, you stupid whore. Go F yourself, douchebag. Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
To replay the greeting you just recorded, press 1.
No.
To re-record this greeting, press 2.
Right.
To approve your greeting and meet the ladies online, press 3.
Rob, you got to pick it up again. I don't know what's wrong with my touch tone down here.
Thank you. Remember, if you hear a ringing phone like this...
Press any key on your touchtone telephone to connect live one-on-one.
Okay, this is good.
Hi, this is Joanne and Liz. We're looking for guys between the ages of 19 and 25.
So now what we have to do is wait for someone to hear Pete's greeting.
Right.
And call us and tell us that they want to talk to Pete.
Get back to us.
To replay this greeting, press 1. To send this caller a personal message, press 2.
Yeah, press 2, Robbie.
To request a at the sound of the tone, please record a 45-second personal message and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
To replay this personal message, press 1. To re-record this...
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
To replay this personal message,
no
press 1. To re-record this personal message,
no.
Press 2.
No.
To approve and send this personal message, press 3. Your personal message has been sent to...
Liz, Joanna. Hey, y'all. This is that Cherokee cowgirl. How you doing? Hope everyone's having a good day. And if you're still at work, I hope it goes fast for you. 5'9", 37, tall and thin. Dark hair and eyes.
Sounds like Tina from Survivor.
I'm a real easygoing person with a great sense of humor. This thing bumped me off here, and I have to do this all over again. It's killing me. oh, shoot. I got on here anyhow to see if there's any good people out there to talk to.
To replay this greeting, press 1.
We'll send her a message,
though. To send this caller a personal message, press 2. At the sound of the tone, please record a 45-second personal message and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
To replay this personal message, press 1.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
To replay this personal message, press 1. Your personal message has been sent.
I'm surprised you're not hearing the ringing sound yet.
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm really hot, and I want to talk to you.
Hi,
this is Sarah. I'm 21 years old. I'm 5'1", have blonde hair.
Sounds like it.
And I have hazel eyes. And
baby!
And leave us a message.
To replay this greeting, press 1. To send this caller a personal message, press 2. At the sound of the tone, please record a 45-second personal message and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
To replay this personal message, press 1. Your personal message has been sent to...
Hi, this is Jennifer and Sarah.
Hi, I'm Ginger, and I'm a 27-year-old single white female from Arkansas.
Hey, let's try a live one. Hair. Let's try a live girl.
The only reason I'm staying with it for another second is just to see if we get a ring back.
Yeah.
Because I think the one time that we did something on one of these boards, it took a couple of minutes for someone to call back and want to speak to.
Connection with this
at that time, I think we were doing it live with Pete.
The next greeting.
We were writing Pete stuff to say.
This caller from sending you any messages or requests. Press 5. Make your choice now. This caller has been blocked from sending you messages or connection requests. You have a personal message.
Joanna.
To replay this message, press 1. To send this caller a personal message, press 2. At the sound of the tone, please record a 45-second personal message and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
To replay this personal message, press 1.
Her message was...
Your personal message has been sent
to... It was from the Tina...
Joanna.
I thought it was a Tina sound-alike. Uh-huh. She said, you hillbilly MF-er?
Yeah, we had to delay it.
Yes. But Pete did get
a message. Yeah, he did get a response.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'll try with a live girl next.
All right.
You have a personal message.
Huh?
Hey guys, what's up? This is Becca. Hi, what's up? I just heard your greeting and I was just wondering what all that was about. Okay, I just want to know. Bye.
To replay this message, press 1.
No.
To send this caller a personal message, press 2.
Pickle the Duke.
Please record a 45-second personal message and press any key as soon as you're finished.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
To replay this personal message, press 1. Your personal message has been sent to...
Hey guys, what's up? This is Becca.
Yes, but my fantasy is to be with somebody inside my race. Somebody that...
See if anybody... Just give it another second to see if anybody gets back to feed.
Oh, yes. You can...
This caller has been blocked.
Thank you, Ron.
Sending you messages or connection requests.
Hmm.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Sean, a 35-year-old white female, single, from New Hampshire area, gray blue eyes, brunette.
This caller has been blocked from sending you messages or connection.
These four broads.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Becca. I'm 18. I'm calling from Louisiana.
I heard that one before.
That's the girl
you?
Who just left us a message.
Okay.
Yeah, go
I
past that.
Really long breath down here. Hey,
long
nice.
That in case she sends us one back. Though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stay with it very long. Block her out. Let's just hear.
You have a personal message.
Oh, okay, last one.
Hi, this is Jennifer and Sarah. Like on my
tip. One. To send this caller a personal message.
They're a little revolved.
I'm sorry. I wish, you know.
Yeah.
Damn this delay again.
Mm-hmm.
The two girls had a message for Pete.
Mm-hmm. They were actually going, they were suggesting Pete do something. It's just as explicit as his. More right. So.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Becca. I'm 18.
You know, the line is now stuck, Rob. I can't,
I'm really sorry, guys.
Maybe that's why I couldn't get the keypad to work.
Do you remember how to get back to the main menu? Was it hit zero?
Hey guys, what's up?
I mean, do you see what I'm saying? The phone won't hang up.
I'm calling from Louisiana.
You can't even hang up.
No, the phone, the drop button doesn't work. I'm stuck in this phone system.
That's how they get you.
And I'm 135.
You see?
It's forever. You're listening to the Twilight Zone.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Pick it up and see if you can hang it up. Hi, Rob.
Rob. I'm 25 years old.
It's like when you look at it on the internet.
With this caller.
You can never log off.
The screen is frozen right now.
Or to block this caller, do any messages or requests, press 5.
No, see, we can
now.
We can conference calls together.
Oh, did you get rid of it?
Maybe.
Oh, let me see. Let me go to the line.
Hello?
Nope.
So the phones have completely melted down.
Yep.
Huh. You can't dial at all.
You're doing better now.
Now the warm line is just
jammed.
Yeah, it's no longer on the phone.
So we're keeping track. We had one microphone blow up today, and the phones aren't working.
Right. You know what? We'll get one of the engineers down here.
Yeah.
Mike, maybe you could call Wendell if he's not sleeping in your driveway.
Tester!
And, that's annoying as hell. That's going to say if you want to make a call, hang up. Right?
If you'd like to make a call,
right.
Please hang up and try again.
Ooh, hey, let's go.
She sounds a little similar to the operator.
Okay, then.
You know what?
I'm
just
going to turn that off for a second.
But what the listeners should know is those two ladies invited Pete to orally manipulate their secondary sexual characteristics.
Thank you. We will figure out what's wrong with the phone, and I think when we come back, we'll call one of the live lines.
Yeah, what was the one that we did up in New York? There was one that
was... Well, it was the Hot Feet line.
Hot Feet, that's right.
You want
right.
to call the Hot Feet line?
Well, we got a lovely lady with hot feet.
All right, we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. Another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Chinstrap to tell you more.
This Friday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show hits the Delmarva area at the Rusty Rudder, 113 Dickinson Street in Dewey Beach, Delaware. You've got to be 21 to get in. The show starts at 8. For information and directions, call 302-227-3888.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Adored by all their money fans. Don and Mike.
Have I lost weight?
Let's play soccer.
I ran 8 laps today.
Hold on. Before we call the foot sex line, let's talk to homosexual Joseph.
Wonderful.
Who's on the line? Hi, Homo Joe.
Hello.
Now, as you know, Homo Joe is going to be the house sprout, the house mother.
Right. Yeah, and he's also got a new job this year, which is casting director for the Dewey Beach Beach House.
Yes, the all-gay Memorial Day Miller Lite Dewey Beach House, in which Joe and a bunch of his gay friends are going to be living out their lives in front of us on the radio.
More tags on that that house than a NASCAR racer.
Now, Joe, you gave out your email address yesterday and also your website.
Correct.
correct?
The question is, did you get a lot of response from the gay community?
I did, but not from the lipstick lesbians. Only one lipstick lesbian that responded. You know how they are.
But the butch women called you?
The butch women called me, but what they need to do, Don, is to put their phone number in here so I can call them back to talk to them and verify some information.
Ah, beautiful. How many homosexuals and lesbians got to you yesterday?
Well, I got like 50 responses, but only 25 with numbers on it that I can call back folks and talk to them.
Ah. But that's a very, very good response rate.
Yes, it is, but I also screened out some, and I got like basically three here guys that if you want to look at it and see what you think about it.
Well, now, Joe, you make the decision. You pick the guys and the girls who are going to live in the beach house with you, and when you get them, you just present them to us.
Okay, well, I have the three guys at this point.
So you've already selected three guys?
That's correct.
Wow. Have you talked to these guys on the phone?
All except for one, because I can't talk to him until after 6, but I've talked to him on email and IM.
Well, then, you know what, why don't we set this up to meet the guys tomorrow, but you can tell us about each of your gay friends now.
Yeah, because you're the casting director, Joe. These are going to be hand-picked by you.
Well, I figured it'd be kind of a nice mix. The first one would be from Baltimore, and his name is Chip, and he's a 39-year-old gay guy, and I figured, hi, hon, you need one of those kind of people down at the beach house.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence he happens to be one of the older gay men.
Right. And then we...
yes, and Joe, then we Joe's have... looking for a boyfriend.
No. Then there's one that's very interesting here. I thought you'd like this one. It says, I should be picked because I have a wonderful entertainer and can provide comic relief. I also work very, very hard, three jobs, and need a break. I'm a professional drag queen, so I thought that'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, professional drag queen. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for tremendous entertainment because I firmly believe that on Memorial Day weekend, we're going to have the cast of Cats at this house.
And the producer.
Yeah.
And the last gentleman I think we will put in here is a younger fella, you know, so we can just kind of bounce away. He's a bisexual. And his name is Paul.
Paul. All right. So those are the three guys you've selected. Now,
the lipstick lesbian, she can't go for the first 2 days of the beach house, but she could go for the rest of it. And she would love to go, and her name is JC.
Okay. So you've already got three guys and one girl, so you need two more lipstick lesbians?
That would be great.
Okay. And do you want any dykes? Any
chicks? Yeah, some hardcore bull dykes.
Joe's email address, again, if I remember, is homojodm@AOL.com, or you can go to his website, homojo.com.
It's that easy.
And remember, what you're signing up here for is a chance to, basically sign away all your rights.
Yeah, it's our real world is what it is.
And we've done it, and incidentally,
We did.
I know we did. 7 nights and 8 days at the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House in Dewey Beach, Delaware, May 25th through June 1st. Miller Lite, the great taste of a true Pilsner beer. All of these people will be living their lives out on the radio, not only with live reports from Joe, but we'll have a webcam, so you can go to DonandMikeFans.com and see what's happening. Joe will also have a tape recorder to get the highlights for us, the audio highlights.
Very good.
So, Joe, thank you. Oh, listen, here's what I want to ask you about, Joe.
Yes?
Have you heard about this Minute Maid thing?
Yes.
Okay, now, have you seen the ad with Popeye and Bluto?
Yes.
For Minute Maid on Mask and Mike?
I have not. No, I have not.
Okay. There's an ad for Minute Maid orange juice with Popeye and Bluto.
Okay.
Now, apparently, homos say, excuse me, gay people, gay groups,
homosexuals
say that in this ad, it appears that Popeye and Bluto are gay lovers. Because there's innuendo. What happens is, these two guys, Popeye and Bluto, who normally hate each other and beat each other up,
right.
They start the commercial by riding a seesaw.
Ooh, ride a seesaw with me, bitch.
At the beach. and then they, when the commercial ends, they ride off on there on a bicycle for two, and Olive is standing there, Olive Oil, trying to look all sexy, and they don't even pay her the time of day.
You know, it's amazing. This is 2001, and this is making news now, when everyone for years and years should have realized that any cartoon character with the slug line, blow me down.
Sailors.
He's a sailor.
Yeah. So now all these gay groups, think that Popeye and Bluto are homos. Now, have you seen the commercial? Did you think that, Joe?
I really did, yes. It's been a joke. As a matter of fact, one of the bars I go to, they play it up on the video screen a lot because it's hysterical.
Now, here's...
Spinach is a gay aphrodisiac.
Yes, it is.
Here's a quote. This cracks me up. This guy who takes it too seriously. A guy who, of course, is the leader of a conservative group.
Uh-huh.
His name is Robert Knight. Not the Bobby Knight.
Not the general, is it?
Okay. Not the general.
Right.
He's director of the Culture and Family Institute, an affiliate of Concerned People of America.
Mm-hmm.
Here's his quote. First off, he worries that Minute Maid, which is owned by Coca-Cola, is using cartoon characters to spread gay themes to children.
Oh, my God.
And here's this douchebag's quote. There are a lot of choices in orange juice. If parents think for a minute the children are being targeted by a homosexual campaign,
uh-huh,
we will switch brands without blinking.
Because we're bigots.
God. And then, let me see, he's got other commercials he doesn't like.
You know, I would have always thought that when you're talking about Popeye, Wimpy would be somebody who was, leaning more towards the gay life.
Oh, Wimpy asexual, I think.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yes. Gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Like, he was definitely in love with food.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has sex with his food.
Okay, that's a good point. I stand corrected.
This guy, the conservative guy, he also doesn't like the new Miller beer spot. That's a good spot. Have you seen this one? It shows these two hot chicks at a bar.
Right.
And they're looking at these two guys, and then they see two other guys that are even hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And they say to the waitress, send those guys a beer. And when the guys get the beer, they hold hands, and they wave back, and they go, thank you. that spot bothers this guy.
Oh, he's an uptight man.
Also, he's going way back to the Volkswagen Da, da, da.
Why is that supposed to be gay?
Because allegedly, according to this guy, the two guys who were riding in the Volkswagen were homos.
Why?
Based on what?
It just says...
Da, da. That's what Joe says when he's making love to another man. The da, da, da.
He doesn't like Volkswagen's popular Da, Da, Da spot, which aired during Ellen, and he views as showing two gay men.
Wow.
Okay?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I look at another's can.
He also doesn't like a John Hancock ad.
Sure.
Hancock.
Right.
For a couple that showed two women adopting a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he is just thinking about this all the time.
Seems to me like this guy might be a homo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch this commercial, I guess if you're gay, if you see the orange juice commercial.
Right.
Maybe you get a joke out. I mean, maybe you get a laugh. You say, hey.
Yeah, and it's lighthearted stuff.
You know, maybe Popeye's a homo. Right. You know, I never thought it when I saw the ad until I started hearing this.
Olive oil is all heterosexual, though.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't F olive oil with Buzz's D.
Really?
She is the most unattractive cartoon woman I can't imagine. And whoever they got...
Even her speaking voice?
whoever the woman is, they got to play her in that ill-fated movie that Robin...
Shelley Duvall.
She was the perfect olive oil. God, she's uneffable.
She was perfect olive oil, and she was also good in The Shining.
Who would you do, olive oil or Mrs. Grundy?
Oh, from Archie?
Yeah.
Mrs. Grundy, more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty skinny, though, wasn't she?
Oh, no. Oh, Miss Grundy, you mean the... Didn't we just have this discussion?
We talked a lot about Archie Comics, I believe, when we were perhaps drinking.
Who was the who's the girl in the young girl in Archie?
Oh, there's Betty and Veronica.
Betty and Veronica. Who would you do, Betty or Jessica Rabbit?
Betty.
Jessica Rabbit.
Because Betty and Veronica are interchangeable. They're really the same body and the same face.
But Jessica Rabbit is the definitive cartoon hottie.
Yeah, she's got my tatas.
Yes. Absolutely.
So do Betty and Veronica.
Yeah,
but there's... Nice of the rabbit.
They're pointed.
No, they're not. Jessica, I don't know about Jessica Rabbit's, but Betty and Veronica's are big and round.
Really?
Yes.
But don't you remember Jessica Rabbit's had the cleavage?
Didn't you ever read Archie Comics, though, when you were a kid?
I didn't do comic books.
And Betty and Veronica the same as any one of the Pussycats.
I don't know whether I led a deprived childhood, but comic books were not... part of it. You know what kind of comic books I read growing up, really?
Am I the only guy in this room that ever J.O.'d to Betty and Veronica?
Well, yeah, you may be alone there.
I did.
You know what? That shows me that you have an incredibly active imagination, that you were able to take that cartoon and derive that kind of pleasure out of it. You had to run a little fantasy through.
I'm going to have to bring you an old Archie comic. I don't have any at home, but I'll...
I know Archie. I mean, I know what you're talking about, and I watched the cartoon show.
But you have to see the old cartoons of Betty and Veronica.
Maybe it's because I was a little creepier when I was your age. I was reading, like, Creepshow. Creepshow and lots of horror comics. I loved horror comics.
Yeah, you are reading Creepshow and I'm getting my jerk on to Archie.
Well, I'm not sure. We have to get a timeline here. You know, I mean, you obviously were you're obviously reading those comic books until today. You still read them, so I mean, you were.
No, I don't read Archie.
But you were older when you were enjoying your
10.
You were turning out of comic books at 10.
I got laid when 10? I got laid when I was 13.
My God!
Don't forget with the girl up the street.
Well, really?
Cut her dad's the orthodontist.
Yes, that's true.
I used to cut her grass.
13,
first time.
My God!
Right?
Wow!
Absolutely. But I'll tell you this: when I J.O.'d to those Archie comics, really hurt the resale value.
Yeah.
When I got to resell those babies.
Yeah. Because when you were doing that, you didn't use the T-shirt.
Yeah, no.
Use the comic book. So it's kind of like a two-in-one pleasure trip.
That's right.
You get done with the comic book. You don't read it again. It goes right into the trash. So I guess you'd wait till you were finished, which is more important. Immediate gratification or finishing the story?
Oh, I would have read the story already a million times.
So you did you save any? I'm getting more grossed out the more questions I have. Did you save the comics that you'd? I'm sure in not every comic would offer the kind of visual stimulus that you required. I'm sure you had favorite poses in the strip.
Oh, I did have some.
Rob, I know this is
have I lost you, Rob?
My God, I think we pushed Rob's button.
Excuse me for speaking honestly about my childhood.
It's just, I think Mike just took it to a new level when now you're singling out different frames.
And you must know there
Well, I mean, Rob, really, you're not going to do the one where she's holding her books like this. You're probably going to do one where she's... You would.
You know, there's no difference between that and later when you take the step up to Playboy and when you had your favorite...
Oh, there's an enormous difference. There's a huge difference. Now, you always have to get controversial on me here. I was with you right up until that statement. And then you said there's no difference. Now I'm worried again.
Well, no, the difference is when I'm 10, I can't get my hands on a Playboy.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was... Well, see, I'm talking 14, 13, 14. You know, that type of stuff. I remember National Lampoon.
Oh, sure.
You know,
well,
that was a big one.
Because they would have photo funnies with the girls that would take their tops off. And, yeah, I would do it to that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. By then, I'd moved past Archie comic books.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the progression was Archie comic books, some National Geographics.
I have a question.
And then on to National Lampoon.
Would you ever be able to achieve that by reading text? I had many, many times, and we've discussed it, Buzz.
Yes.
The Herod Experiment.
It's a hot book.
Which I stole from my sister.
Uh-huh.
Listen, guys, I got news for you.
Yeah?
Right here, Penthouse Forum.
Well, right there.
Is there a magazine I'm getting the dirty numbers out of?
Sure. I mean, you know, I don't think it's that unusual to get that result from text.
All right, so when you are, you know, you thought it was gross that I would prop up the Archie comic.
Did you ever hear the word gross come out of my mouth?
Okay, I'm paraphrasing.
If you want to look at your buddy boy back there. He's the guy.
Okay. It's no different than, okay, when you're getting...
I heard Rob, did you say, I just thought it was odd.
Yes. God. Please, it's my life, Robbie. When you're reading this, now you don't. When you're reading this and you're interested in the Penthouse Forum, you don't sit and read it like a magazine and get your jerk on. Don't you have to usually position the magazine somewhere?
So, I don't doubt that may have happened.
So, and,
you know what? You're absolutely right with the Herod Experiment.
And you find a certain paragraph or two that
you can read over and over and over again.
And you read it over and over. And what you do is, and it's very tough to get the magazine close to you, close enough so you can read it.
Mm-hmm. But you actually, I remember, you know, a lot of bending the binding back.
Yes!
Know, whatever it takes.
Yes!
Yeah.
Now we're simpatico.
I mean, a long time ago. I mean, you know, it's all about access. It's all about availability.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I think when you have to make do with what you have. But I'll tell you right now, I have to give you credit for being, that's what I did. That's the first thing I said to you. Giving you credit for your active fantasy life, that you're able to do that with a comic book.
Well, don't forget, I did it with my teddy bear.
Let me tell you, though, comics, I still consider, like, naughty comics or when they, you know, sometimes on like Cinemax or some of those other channels, they will broadcast dirty little cartoons. They're not X-rated cartoons, but they have lots of strong sexual content. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Like they clips of it, I think, in Real Sex or one of the, like, it's like foreign stuff normally, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's always like a space age type of thing.
Yeah.
And I still truly enjoy that. At my age now, I can actually fantasize about that.
And there was a great...
That's weird.
Trying to think in college, I think...
Now, why is that weird? You're sitting here talking about Veronica.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah, but you still talk about it very fondly.
I'm just being honest with you. I don't get my jerk on to Archie Comics anymore.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do it to Archie Comics. What I'm saying is, like, there's a reason that they have movies like Fritz the Cat.
Right, for perverts like you.
No, thanks a lot. There I am with you the whole time. Okay.
You're not with Archie. I didn't J-O to Archie.
To
Betty and Veronica.
Betty and Veronica.
All right, sometimes Archie and Reggie would be in the same scene, but I wouldn't focus on that.
First of all, I have never J-O'd to those things. I have never done that. I am telling you.
To the cartoons?
Because I haven't had the opportunity. But I'll tell you right now. The fact that that's material that's designed to be erotic. Designed to be stimulated.
So is Archie.
Well, maybe in your world.
It's designed to be erotic.
Maybe in your twisted world.
All right, Joseph.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a great one, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
I forgot Joe was on the one there.
Anybody in Batman do it for you? Like that blonde that was in the movies?
No, because in the comic books, they never drew her as Foxy. The reporter never drew her as Foxy. Or Catwoman. She was never as Foxy.
How about Lil Hammy Fanny?
I bet I probably have.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Little Annie Fanny in the back of Playboy.
No, because if you got a little Annie Fanny, you got the real pictures in there.
Yeah, but sometimes you only get a couple of pages. Back in high school, junior high, you only get a page or two of Playboy.
Right, you are.
You have to.
Remember, it would make its way around.
You have to make do.
Oh, God. Hey. Rob, you didn't have the page? What do you see? Yeah.
And don't forget the great memory that Mike and I share. Even though we grew up across the country in totally different states, miles apart. Our defining memory is that Playboy centerfold
with a fire.
With the girl standing by the, like she's in a library.
And she's got long auburn hair.
And she has beautiful jugs.
And she's just standing up, just majestic.
Deborah Jo Fondren, yes, I remember her well.
Buzz knows
Deborah Jo.
That was a great one.
That's one of the best centerfolds I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, maybe it was the time.
Yeah.
Maybe it was our point in life.
Do you guys, you know, this is weird. And this is the land of perv. But I will tell you, do you remember the centerfold? Who one of her claims to fame was that she dated rocker Todd Rundgren. Do you remember that centerfold? Mm-hmm.
You'd have to describe her. I don't remember it.
Kind of like dirty blonde hair and a big triangle.
I didn't often read the stuff that came along with.
Oh, I did. You know, one of the first things when you realize you're getting old is when you read the stats on the centerfolds, and the stats are, you know, they're born later than you.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? That's a defining moment for a lot of guys.
I can tell you exactly where I was when I saw the first centerfold that was younger than me. It freaked me out.
It is. It's a freak out.
Yeah, it is. It's strange.
All right, boys. Time out. You know what we forgot here was the 1-900 Hot Feet. Let me jay you off with my hot feet. So when we come back, we will try that with Pete Johnson.
Hi.
And I still haven't forgotten the Larry King tape, so stay right there. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Just an alcohol swab and a quick pen light inspection, and it begins. The Don and Mike Show.
Friday live from Ocean City, Maryland. We'll be at radio station 96 Rock.
All right.
Las Vegas style show Friday night for all of Delmarva. We'll be at the Rusty Runner. That's in Delaware. Then next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, live from New York at WNEW. You want to play Strip Trivia? Email Lisa at striptrivia@AOL.com.
Good.
That's only if you live in the New York metro area to play with us next week. Okay, let's try one more quick round of Pete Johnson.
Hi.
The phone sex tapes. Going to call the 1-900
hot feet. We had good luck with this the last time we called it. And, of course, it's the charm of Peter Johnson.
Yeah, now, we're not going to say anything. I mean, we're going to say you're on the air. But after that, it's just going to be the tapes of Pete.
Oh, see my long, firm, and shapely legs. You know they feel so smooth and silky.
That's right.
All the way down to my tiny feet and freshly painted little toes. Oh, my body gets hot all over. And you kiss my soft, sensuous feet and tickle my tiny toes with your tongue.
Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Mm.
Come a little closer and let my tiny size 5 feet with the high arches rub you all over your heart.
Oh,
you must be 18 for these hot feet. You get a lot more for only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute. And it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Yes, come on, give me the girls.
Customer assistance, call 1-800-777-9249.
Come on,
we're going to get in 3 seconds after the tone.
Oh, Mike, the centerfold you were talking about in Playboy, BB...
for this call.
I don't know, but it's Liv Tyler's mother.
Yeah. Time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate, and calls may be monitored for quality purposes. One moment, please.
Here we go. Put us through to Lahore. BB something.
To be connected to women with sexy little feet and toes,
yes,
who are ready to get kinky with you,
yes,
press 1. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
All right, P. Johnson, phone host theater.
Press 1 for a live triple. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
Really, 3 girls, you guys? 6 feet? Under. 30 toes?
29.
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Smell my hog, queer bait.
What'd you say?
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Oh, what a greeting.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
Well, thank you.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Are you enjoying this?
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
You leave me speechless.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
No, I don't think I'll come to Toledo.
Eat my bung.
Not when they end like that there.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
No, I don't think so.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
And then you're quite humorous.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
Well, maybe your mom does too.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Did we learn new words today or something?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
She's not even.
Why don't you try some of these things?
Tickle the doof, useless bitch.
Might make you feel better.
Go F yourself, doof.
Oops. Oh, dear.
I'm sure we all do that.
Let me get a new girl here.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Laura. Let's get a new girl.
Press 1 for a lot. Remember to get back to the main.
See if we got a better girl here. That last one didn't want to talk with Pete.
No. No.
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
What's your problem?
Your mom takes it up the bung.
You sound like a disgruntled postal worker.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
Yeah? What else?
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
That's funny.
She's unfazed.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
No, I think we need another whore. Don't you agree?
She's absolutely.
Yeah. She's too happy.
Medicated.
Press 1. Remember.
Music makes me laugh.
Do 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 do. It's like room 222 music.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
What did you say?
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
You are just so incredibly charming. How long has this homosexuality of yours been repressed?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Why do you feel the need to yell at somebody you don't know?
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
You know your letters. Wow, so you've had some education.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear. Pete. Peter.
We finally got one to play along.
Right.
Talking to Pete and everything.
Up to a point.
I hope she didn't disconnect us.
She may have. Next voice you hear will be a supervisor.
Really, a supervisor at 1-900-HOT-FEE?
Right.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. I wanted to hear the...
Press one.
Oh, Pete. Look what you've done now. Peter Johnson, surly Pete. Amazing.
God.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
I like when she says, what? Let me play the tape again. Tickle the Duke, useless bitch. You know what she did? She just put us on a trunk line that was ringing and ringing.
Yeah. It was a cruel trick.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, there he is. That's it. Way to go. The tape's work. Three different women, three different reactions. There you go. We'll try it again another time. Maybe next time we'll call the... call the horny local girls line.
Very exciting.
The cheap and nasty phone sex line.
Cheap and nasty.
The hot, wet sex babes line.
They're all there. They're waiting for our call.
Yeah, Pete loves them.
Smell my hog.
Okay.
Queer bait.
Yeah, you just behave yourself, Pete.
I think next time what we should probably do is accent it with a little bit of you to get them going.
Uh-huh. Hi, how are you?
And then once you suck them in...
I'd like a ham and cheese sandwich.
Once you suck them in...
I got a message for you.
We get going with...
Go F yourself, douchebag.
I didn't say that.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
I swear to God I didn't say that. I didn't. I promise you I didn't.
Okay, hold on.
How are you? Good day to you, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi. I'm having a good time.
Oh, but we have to sit through all this crap at the beginning.
See my long, firm, and shapely legs.
You have little feet?
You know they feel so smooth.
Size 5.
Size 5.
All
with little toes.
My tiny feet. And freshly
painted. My feet will be very into the feet.
Oh, my body gets hot all over.
How will you do? Interact with... How about it's Pete's brother on the telephone?
No, I think it can be Pete. Because then they'll be wondering, what did you say?
Nothing.
Come a little closer.
All right.
And let my tiny size 5 feet...
Size 5?
...with the high arches rub you all over your heart.
You love me a long time.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these hot feet.
Oh, I saw that back in the Eisenhower administration.
Uh-oh.
And it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Uh-oh.
For customer assistance, call 1-800-777-1249.
Uh-oh.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
All right, do it, baby.
You'll be charged a $4.99 access fee for this call.
Wow.
Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate.
That's all right. Go ahead. We don't pay for it.
Rock and roll.
Purposes. One moment, please.
I'm ready.
To be connected to women with sex. Remember to get back to the main menu.
I just got to press 1 a gazillion times. Let me tell her she's on the air first. Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello? Why is it dead?
And we went through all of that, and the lines
pressed
didn't.
Too many buttons.
Oh. Now, don't blame me, Pete.
Useless whore.
Hey. Hey, don't get mad at me, Pete.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
Smell my vapors, dickweed.
Now, the girl just picked up and hung up.
Hello?
Ooh, how good, Tom. One for a live triple X toe sucking. Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
All right, here we go. You know, maybe I did press one too many times. I mean, press one mm-hmm. too many times.
Right. Hello?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pete.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful myself. What do
your
you
Your fuzzy smells like garbage.
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
I heard you say something about garbage.
No.
Your fuzzy smells like...
No, not that. I didn't say anything. I just called to have my toes sucked.
Oh, did you?
I'd like to have my little toe sucked.
Just your little one?
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Just the little one, right?
Yes. I would like to have my little toes sucked.
Do
you think you could do that for me?
Oh, I would love it.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
I would love it.
I haven't seen any hot foot action since D-Day.
And, what about you? You like sucking on toes?
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do indeed.
She's not even reacting to the tapes.
I like lots of things, but I've been accused of having a split personality.
Uh-huh.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
You've been accused of having a split personality?
I have. It's very hard for me.
Uh-huh.
That's why I need to unwind and relax, having my toes sucked.
Oh, really?
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
So you like it when they suck on your toes?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
I like having my toes sucked on also.
Did you hear what I just said?
What?
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Did you hear what I just said?
About your toes?
No, the other thing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
What do you think of that?
I think you're acting like a jerk saying that you have a split personality.
But I do.
Just why don't you just try being your real self?
I do. You're listening to my real self, but I have strange moments when I can't control what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to say that. I just have this other personality that takes over my body.
Right.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
I'm so sorry.
You do enjoy that, I take it.
No, I don't. It's troubling me. Do you understand?
It's what?
Go, Bob. On my knob, ass munch.
I'm sorry I said that to you. I can't control myself.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
That one was funny, don't you think?
If you say so.
You're no fun. I have something to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch. Tickle the Duke, useless bitch. Go F yourself, douchebag.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong?
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
But what's wrong?
Oh, nothing at all.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Now start sucking my toes as I talk dirty to you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Come on.
smell my hog, queer bait.
How's that toe?
Rolling my tongue around in circles.
Are you eating any of my fungus?
I'm eating it all.
Oh. See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Now go to the big toe.
Mm-hmm. Running my tongue in between your toes.
What color are my toes? What color
Actually,
are my...
They're kind of like a funky yellow.
No, they're blue.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
I only have two toes on this foot.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Take care of both of them.
Okay.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
Eat my toes.
Uh-huh.
Eat my two remaining toes.
Mm-hmm.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Do you like my toes?
Yeah, I do. I like them a lot.
Okay, I'm done.
Mm.
I'm finished.
Are you?
I'm through.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Who's on this line, please?
It's me, Pete.
Pete?
Yeah, you want me to get back to work?
Pete, hello? I'm trying to call extension 741. Ken?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
I'm just talking to my wife.
Oh, hello, Grace. Is this Grace?
I think we got disconnected.
Grace, it's Ken Stevens.
Thank God. I'm real sorry, Mr. Stevens. I won't be tying up the line no more.
Hello, Grace?
Hey, Mr. Stevens.
Yes, Pete.
Why didn't you come down for a Stella Doro breadstick?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Pete!
I didn't say that.
Go F yourself, Pete.
Okay. I will, Ken.
Are you making personal calls on this line?
I'm making sex calls, Ken.
Are you calling the hot foot line again?
Yes, I enjoy the hot feet. They suck on my remaining toes.
Is the girl still on the line?
Hey, miss.
Yes.
Our secret's out. Say hi to Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, I'm Pete's boss.
Mm-hmm.
I work at CBS. You know, the Survivor Channel?
Mm-hmm.
Pete is one of our most trusted broadcast engineers. We have a problem, though. Pete enjoys calling women on the phone.
Hot feet.
And then he says repulsive things to them.
She didn't mind, though, did you?
No.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Now, Pete.
Hey, look, she laughed.
Do you like that when he does that?
If that's what he finds to amuse himself.
Hey, I got an idea. After every bad thing I say, you say thank you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tickle okay. The Duke, useless bitch.
Why, thank you.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Say thank you again.
Thank you so very much.
I got an idea.
May I have another?
You say thank you after every bad thing I say. That'll amuse Ken.
All right, it will.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Thank you.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
Thank you.
How about she says, thank you, Pete Johnson?
Yeah, that's an idea.
Would you do that one?
I didn't hear you. Thank you what?
Pete Johnson. That's his full name. I'd like to humiliate him here at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so say thank you, Pete Johnson. After every bad thing I say, okay? Will you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Oh, thank you, Pete Johnson.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Why, thank you, Pete Johnson.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Why, thank you, Pete Johnson.
Bravo! Thank you, sweetie. We gotta go now.
You're very nice.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.
You got to hang up first.
Please hang up first. I've got to discipline Pete for using this important line for making his sex calls.
Oh, boy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
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 Go F yourself, douchebag.
Bye-bye now.
No, you're supposed to say thank you.
Thank you who? Thank you who? Still there?
Are you still there?
Your pussy smells like garbage.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Like the wind.
Okay.
Time for my spanking, Ken. I'll come into your office and present.
That ended up pretty good. Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Johnson.
Oh, wow.
You know, that foot line has the best phone hose ever.
They stay on the line no matter what.
They sure do. Thank you, Pete Johnson. You know what? Let's clear the lines out now. I know I said the Larry King tapes. I don't know if we're going to have time today or not. Getting up on the buzz news and comments, I do want to give you a chance to win $500 with the secret sound right now.
All right.
Still impossible that no one has won this contest, being as I gave away the answer 2 days ago.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Right, Pete?
Right. You worthless thief.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Flop the nut straight.
You blew your nut! Not the f***er! That is it!
That's it!
What the f*** you talking about that? To take it back,
man?
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of bitch all night! He tick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Nit!
He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
Just mop it up with a t-shirt.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Or use your Archie comics.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, tomorrow on the show, I think we're going to get things resolved after revolving with TV star Leah Remini.
Well, very good. That'll be nice. I think tomorrow will be a very interesting show.
I've had some off-air conversations with her today, and she's cool, and we're cool with her. That's on tomorrow's episode. Now, keep in mind, if you want to play trivia in New York with us next week,
yeah.
You have to email Lisa. We need five girls and five guys. That email address is striptrivia@aol.com.
And we're looking forward to a tremendous turnout. We've already gotten some entries, and they're looking strong. A very hairy man and a very pretty woman.
And we have Andy Rooney's home phone number.
We do.
Oh, no.
I don't know what we're going to do with it. But we have Andy Rooney's home number, and I said to Lisa, is it really Andy Rooney's home number? And she said,
right.
Yeah, I called and he answered the phone.
Fascinating.
So, call Andy Rooney if you want. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, did you get a winner?
I say, go, Bob.
On my knob.
On my knob. No, not yet. Hi, who's this?
My name's Mike, Pearl.
Mike, where are you from?
York, Pennsylvania.
Mike, call 100, and here you go. All the pressure on you. My friend, you won the WWF Judgment Day prize pack from Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF Judgment Day In Demand Live, Sunday night at 8 p.m. Enjoy it. Everybody else call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order. Have you heard all of the clues the last 2 days for the secret sound?
I heard the one about the car and something about hot. I have an idea, but it was one of two things, so I'm just going to take a shot at it.
All right. Mm-hmm. I thought the clue was very explicit, but we might not
give... I missed that one. I was at work, and I missed that one.
Then I bet we don't give the money away now.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Who knows? Yeah, good luck to you. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Jerry Lee Lewis.
And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller.
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 Name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound. The sound of Leah Remini hanging up the phone on me earlier today. If you answer correctly and win the money, it's courtesy Main Street Title.
You say my word and you're out of my brain. You want to go down the high end of high, 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 high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $500.
Yeah.
What is it?
How about the cigarette lighter in a car popping out when it's hot?
You know, I thought for sure we'd have a winner. Look how happy Rob is that we've had
Rob's real happy.
Rob's doing a little dance here in the studio.
Rob's doing as you lose dance.
Yeah, we see that quite often.
Nope, not correct, but thank you. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Clue for you. You're very welcome. You know, I think I do have enough time to play one of these Larry King
tapes. Oh, thank God. I've been waiting for this. I love this. I love these tapes.
We need this.
Okay. Which one are you going to go for? Because they're both, it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, it's dealer's choice. We have the tape where Larry falls asleep, and where Larry thinks he's in commercials during a show.
Right.
And then we have the classic one, where Larry's sounding drunk, where he's been on the air for 30 days. We'll play one today and play one tomorrow.
Play the one today that we haven't heard in a while, the one that where he is talking to the guest.
Okay.
Because that's the real Larry behind the scenes. This is, the thing that makes this hysterical, mm-hmm. is Larry does not realize that he's on the air.
Right. Larry King thinks he's in commercials, and the guest actually has to say to him something along the lines of, we're on the air now. And don't forget, for those of you...
And he, like, blames his board operator.
Yes. And I know that, you know, it's way back in the day, you don't remember this, but Larry King used to have an overnight radio show.
What you'll hear on this tape is Larry break for commercials, and then he will, you know, he will continue... It's a weird thing, because, I mean, you know, he doesn't break for commercials,
no,
does he?
They come back on the air.
Yeah, this is a Larry King show.
And he never thinks that they're back on the air, and then he starts, like, yelling at his board off.
Yeah, so I went the opposite way. They come out of commercials,
right. Yes,
and now here's Larry. And then you say, it's just amazing.
Well, here it is. It's a great tape that, incidentally, was sent to us by someone who worked with Larry.
I really explained that well. I'm very proud of myself.
No, they'll get it. Here it is. Yeah. Larry King, thinking he's not on the air.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to.
As I recall this,
right?
He knows he's on the air now.
Initially,
he knows, and then he just phases out of realizing he's on the air.
Out. He's going to forget that he's on the air.
Right.
He forgets completely.
By the outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do.
Diddle.
And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't.
Yeah. At this point, during this time,
he's already tuning out.
Right. Larry has forgotten that he's on the air. You'll hear the next thing he says will be said in his off-air voice.
I theorize that he fell asleep during that answer.
That, yeah.
Possible.
Because he was blurring enough when he did the phone hit.
You're back. Call
the
us.
The guy's not gripping.
Yeah.
I just think he fell asleep.
All right. So you're back to the guest now.
You can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM. Esther Newberg.
I know us.
Lovely woman.
I is Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine, you know, if he's... Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Yeah. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
When you hear this, you hear his...
Yeah. I just got a real nice advance.
I'm bragging about his money, though.
Mm-hmm. I just got a real nice advance. About kids in Brooklyn.
Yeah. You got to listen to just the head spinning of the guest. Because
right. The guest is completely clueless.
The rug went out from under him.
He's on the air. He doesn't want to tell Larry that they're on the air.
When he just said, Sterling Hayden.
Yeah.
Why are you, what's going on?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. You got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestsellers, yeah.
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
I love the spine
cover.
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
All this silence on live radio.
Clearing his throat.
Moving his chair. They're not telling
you. Well, I have an apartment in New York, but
where you live?
I live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan. East Side. West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like
this. Yeah.
It's really growing, that area. Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it.
Poor guys.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Damn right. More silence.
Yeah.
A lot of breathing.
Waiting to come back from commercial.
I'll be back. You never went.
We have never gone anywhere. We still, now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break.
Hey, blames the guy.
Are we on?
Now, remember, now, at the beginning of the date, they said, here's Larry, and he gives the phone number.
He talked it in, yes. And then the first question he asked, which is a legitimate question, I think Rob's right. He nods off, and he falls asleep, and then he just loses his place in the show.
Right.
Who's your agent?
Who's your agent? He's not vigorous.
And he's dissing his agent.
I just got a big advance for writing a book about Brooklyn. I wouldn't use him if I was a full-time writer. Yeah, so. Where do you live? That's nice. By Columbus?
Where do you live?
Are we on the air?
Are we back?
Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry?
Yes.
Yes. Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw it.
Talking to the crew? No, he's lying. He's just, you know, this is so bad on so many levels. He's lying. He's yelling at somebody for his own mistake.
He's not talking to the crew. He was talking to the officer.
Somebody else. Right. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. Oh. We have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations. And when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177. And this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. The last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back.
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did.
We never came back.
Yes, we did.
So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
that. Agents.
Can't be and much interest to...
Couldn't have been... If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
Hide.
We didn't curse.
Hey, and you know what?
Man! Rob, real fast, go re-cue it so we can hear the beginning, because now you've heard Larry's explanation.
Yeah, you figure it out for yourself. And the thing that makes it beyond funny is that Larry immediately lashes out.
Yeah.
And you know those board-ups, I think it was Mutual at the time.
They're behind glass.
They knew that they could have probably waved at Larry, but they hate him.
Well, of course, they love the fact that he's sitting there on the air.
And there's probably, like, this hateful engineer that is just sitting there staring at him, loving every minute of it.
Okay, so you've just heard Larry's explanation. Right. Here now we go back, we fast forward to the beginning of the tape.
Right.
How the tape started.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what...
Let's put the theory to the test here.
And
does he fall asleep right now?
Long process to go through. I have to write an outline. And although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very
Now, right there, Larry goes...
Whatever you may have done, you've written...
Like you just woke up.
Until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Here's your agent. Off mic.
Who's your agent? ICM. Esther Newberg.
ICM. Why are you not on mic, Larry?
He's Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like it.
This is one of our best Larry King songs.
Oh, that is a classic.
It is.
I love that.
And it's great when you get to hear it,
right.
And then right after it, hear the beginning.
That was good.
So you know exactly how the setup was.
And there are still people in this town that love us playing those tapes.
And now, here's Larry.
Our guest is, who's the agent?
Tomorrow we'll play the tape of Larry allegedly either drunk or overtired.
Probably not drunk,
no.
Just complete, once again, falling asleep,
yeah.
which he did routinely.
It's time now for Buzz Birdley in the news. Here he is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz?
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
What's your lead story tonight?
Tonight, happy news. For a change, about money.
Okay, all right, good. Stay tuned.
For news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Not about Eddie, is it?
No.
Money. Oh, Eddie money.
Green money.
Oh, real money. Money? That was very...
vigorous.
Professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Like a four-hour comedy catheter. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz?
Yes?
Robert Blake qualified for the U.S. Open today.
Hey.
Shot a 38. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Bada bing.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, it took a while to soak in what Alan Greenspan and company did yesterday.
Greenspan.
It wasn't until today that investors really showed their appreciation for the fifth cut in interest rates this year.
Today. It'll be money.
Yes, it will. Today, the Dow closed above 11,000 for the first time in 8 months.
But I bet Maya coming
steady. The Dow closed up by 343 points. NASDAQ was up 81. The latest cut in interest rates is expected to cut the average credit card interest charge by about $110 a year.
How does this affect Tiger Woods?
That's a good question.
Yeah, right, Buzz, after your news show yesterday. Roar.
A 14-year-old boy who shot to death his favorite teacher last year in Florida has been convicted of second-degree murder.
Keep killing me.
The jury decided not to convict Nathaniel Brazil of first-degree murder. That would have brought a mandatory sentence of life in prison. As it is, he's facing the possibility of 25 years to life.
Keep killing me.
He'll be back in court to hear his sentence June 29th after the judge hears from the family of the victim and the family of the boy.
Keep killing me.
Brazil says he didn't mean to shoot the teacher who just sent him home early for throwing a water balloon on the last day before summer vacation.
Yeah, that's a tragedy.
Yes, it is.
But I have been glued to court TV for the last week.
Yeah.
That really could be a weekly show.
His lawyer said he didn't, that he cried after the verdict, but he showed no emotion in court.
His lawyer, the lawyer for the kid,
for
Nate Brazil,
right.
Is the biggest dick I've ever seen on two wheels.
And you know how they work in the courtroom. They usually succeed.
But he is a huge dick.
Tough guy.
You know, I mean, the facts of the case are, the kid pulled out the gun,
right.
Pulled back the slide thing to cock it,
right.
Pointed it at the teacher, pulled the trigger and shot the teacher in the face. All of that is undisputed, even by the kid's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And this prick lawyer has the balls to stand up there and say it was an accident.
How did they do that? I mean, I don't understand that. It's the American justice system.
They've given choices, and they chose not to convict him of first-degree murder, but to convict him of second-degree murder. The jury said that it all came down to the 11 seconds that the kid got the gun out, between the time that he got out the gun and actually fired the shot. That their study of that period of time is what led them to decide that it was not a cold-blooded killing.
That freaking blows.
Following this on court TV? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have. I mean, and I read about it in the newspaper last year when it happened.
Anything that show you that it was accidental during that?
No, here's the story. The kid comes...
I mean, I know the story.
He comes to the door and he says, hey, I want to say hi to these two girls.
Right.
And the teacher says, well, then come inside the classroom. And this kid, Nate, says, no, I want them to come out here. And the teacher says, come inside the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The kid pulls out the gun, says, I'm not kidding, pulls it back, cocks it, and shoots the teacher in the face.
Kid had no priors. I mean, he was not a gangbanger. He hadn't had any violations of the law before. Very strange.
Yeah, right.
Woo-hoo, man, that's cold.
It is. That's a sucky verdict, Buzz.
James Smith will become the first governor, or has become the first governor ever, to give birth while in office.
Really?
The icing on the cake is she had twins.
Bro!
The acting governor of Massachusetts gave birth by cesarean last night. Mother and daughters are doing fine. The 36-year-old Republican has been running the state from her hospital bed since May 8th, much to the chagrin of Democrats.
I always wished I could do this show from bed.
Someday, Mike.
Someday, Mike. You're very close right now.
Yeah, that's true.
With your relaxed position right now.
Yeah. Give me a cot. They say that she should have handed the reins to the Secretary of State instead of holding meetings in her hospital room and running the state by phone.
I saw a gross baby thing on television today. I mean, it's an amazing technological breakthrough. I was watching the Regis show this morning.
Yes.
So they get Kelly Ripa, who's, like, going to give birth any day now.
Yeah, when is she due? Like, June, isn't it?
Yeah, so they lay her down on this table, and she hikes up her maternity dress. You don't see her boobs or anything.
Oh.
And what they're giving her an ultrasound in 4D.
Oh, wow.
Four-dimensional, so you can actually see the kid's face.
Wow.
And while you can make out the kid's face, you can see the nose and the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, the kid looks like an alien down there.
Of course.
Because he's got, he's got Kelly Ripa's intestines, and he's like holding on to her spinal cord or where, however he
is. Yeah, that's how it works.
whatever it is, you know. You know,
she's got to be in agony.
That's got to hurt.
She's got to be in an amazing amount of pain.
Well,
baby's holding my spinal cord.
Well, the kid's holding on to something, and you can definitely see this doctor is showing on the screen. You can see this little, it almost looks like the movie Gremlins. It looks like one of those little, like, hey, how you doing?
Does it look like 2001 when they show the baby, you know, that same kind?
Worse.
Really?
Oh, yeah, much grosser than that.
We had the sonogram done, I guess, like, right at the time that Julia was born, and I swear, you know, I was all excited to see some cute baby, and it looks like something from the cantina.
Oh, yeah.
Like Star Wars.
A regular 1D sonogram really looks like,
it's horrifying.
I hate to say it, but it really looks like a skeleton, because that's what you're seeing.
This is like, you know those little, like...
I would have loved to have that when my wife was pregnant with my two kids. I would have loved to see the 4D. It would have been fascinating.
You know, like those little dwarfs that you can put in your front lawn?
Yeah, little gnomes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like gnomes. That's what it looked like an angry little gnome. And Regis is so out of it. Regis, and now they've got this on the screen.
Right.
You just see this picture of Kelly Ripa's baby, and Regis keeps going, where's the face? I don't see the face.
Yeah, he's probably having one of his blackouts. Just totally daft.
Where's the face?
I had a rough time this morning. He made a lot of mistakes this morning.
He makes a lot of mistakes every morning.
Yeah, I suppose.
As he drinks his chocolate soy milk. This is my soy milk. Yes, sirree.
That's his new thing.
Let me just
tell you, we're talking about Regis. Get ready for the pinup in your summer issue of 16 Magazine, girls.
Oh, he held it up on the show.
He did this already? No, they bypassed Carson Daly, Tiger Woods, and Justin Timberlake. Regis Philbin, at the age of 69, will become the oldest pinup in the history of 16 Magazine.
Man, that's cool.
Yes, it is.
Good thing about that is the picture of Regis, I mean, at least from the neck down, will look like that baby's body.
Hold on, dude.
Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm wearing your underwear.
A leading cause of friction bumps. The Don and Mike Show.
I think we just stumbled onto a brand new way to do our live commercials.
Amen, brother.
That's to have our engineer, Wendell Hall, read them for us. What a salesman he is.
He's a pitchman.
Suspect.
Suspect. Yes, sir, I'll sell your bears.
Suspect.
Fantastic. I sleep in your driveway.
Well, you got to talk about that tomorrow.
Yes, I will. I'll tell the story about Wendell Hall. Had a little too much evening last night at band camp.
Wanted to sleep in Mike's driveway.
And I was very... I was curt and cold with him, and I apologize.
Well, time was of the essence.
Yes. Yes, and I had daughters to get to school.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the president's 19-year-old daughter, Jenna Bush, pleaded no contest today to the charge of being a minor in possession of alcohol. She's been ordered to attend 6 hours of alcohol awareness classes.
She tried her damnedest
to do 8 hours of community service work. And to pay $51.25 in court costs.
When do you want the tape? I got it right here.
Well, now would be good.
Sure. Jenna Bush.
Would you mind helping me?
Jenna Bush commenting on her recent problems with alcohol.
Asking for help.
I'm waiting for you to hear Jenna Bush.
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes. Wow, that was it.
You didn't wash with the judge, though.
I didn't wash, I get
it. Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Yes.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Wow. Jenna, Jenna Bush.
The judge likes that. She has
so big. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was so big.
Jenna Bush.
She has till July 18th to do all these things. Failure to comply could lead to a warrant for her arrest and the suspension of her driver's license.
You know, the skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
That on top of everything else.
That's cold!
She could have been fined up to $500. That's cold.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
I pay you to work it, not trick it.
Jenna was picked
I'm
up...
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
She was picked up while partying in Austin, Texas last month. The mayor of York, Pennsylvania, we're on in York, PA.
Yes, we are.
The mayor there is going on trial for murder. Charlie Robertson used to be a cop, and he shot a young black woman to death during race riot in York, Pennsylvania, back in 1969.
Charlie Robertson.
Robertson says he's innocent and will keep campaigning for re-election.
Keep killing me.
Buzz, I'm sorry, I gotta do this. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Please do, we cut the chit-chat, a-hole.
Freaking damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Like, do we have enough things going on here at once?
I like cueing past this part of the song. Where's the part where she goes, edit?
Coming up?
Edit.
Okay, hold on a second.
I just recued it
all the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it'd be interesting to listen to your process.
Get past that.
This is how I do it. So when it comes out of the thing, it goes...
4, 3, 2, 1...
They invite prostitutes to join in.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's how it's supposed to sound. It's tight right now to sight.
Yeah.
And now here's Buzz Girdley again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. They were planning on closing all the public buildings in Terre Haute, Indiana today. They were also expecting Timothy McVeigh to be dead by now.
We found out on this show they didn't close Bob's Big Boy.
Nope.
They didn't close the...
Bob Evans, not Bob's Big Boy.
Excuse me, they didn't close the rib joint.
Please.
They didn't close the Super 8.
No, it was a thriving metropolis today. None of these things came to pass. With the execution postponed to June 11th, city officials kept everything open today with plans to shut down schools and government offices on the new execution date instead.
The new.
Hotel rooms will no doubt be even harder to come by come June 11th.
Harder.
The execution's now scheduled to take place during the week of the Miss Indiana pageant and registration at Indiana State University.
You mean, are they having the Miss Indiana pageant in Terre Haute?
Yes.
The pageant, I think... I read is the day of the... Isn't it the 11th?
I believe it is.
The day of
the
execution.
Day.
That's the day.
Right.
They should really invite Dennis to judge.
You know, they're not going to be having my favorite competition, though. The Miss Closest Looking to Bobby Knight.
That was always my favorite when they all put on their red sweaters.
I wondered how CNN's Lynn Russell would feel about the hiring of NYPD Blues Andrea Thompson.
Tough.
Russell says she's leaving CNN for personal reasons.
There you go. Take your big DSLs with you.
There were days you loved her and days you weren't so sure.
Lynn Russell had two distinct looks on CNN headline news.
Right?
Either she looked beautiful.
Or freshly tousled.
Yeah, or she looked like she'd just been effed outside in the rain and someone kicked her out of the car and she rolled up to CNN.
That's a look.
And someone said, you're on the air, honey.
Yeah, she's a handsome woman. Lynn Russell was one of the first anchors hired by Headline News when it was launched in 1982 as CNN2.
She was a whore.
Making no mention of the busty blonde from NYPD Blue, Russell says she needs, and I quote, a mellower time now.
She was a whore.
The 54-year-old says life is too short for so much stress, and yet she still moonlights as a bodyguard, private eye, and volunteer with the Fulton County Sheriff's Department.
Woo-hoo! Man, that's cool!
And she's a black belt. Yes, she is. Has a couple of black belts, as a matter of fact. She's also the author of a book called How to Win Friends, Kick Ass, and Influence People.
She's a black bra, too.
Friday's her last day. CNN says there will be a tribute.
Don.
How about the bung cam?
That's cold.
The bush cam.
That is very cold.
Woo-hoo! Man, that's cold!
It's so cold.
That is cold.
Here's an interesting way to select a jury. In Texas, you can be excluded from jury duty if you think O.J. is innocent.
Buzz?
Yeah, I'm off.
There you go.
Right
now
I got the day off.
All right.
A Houston appeals court has approved a prosecutor's decision to keep folks off a homicide case if they agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With Simpson's not guilty.
I agree with that. If you think OJ's not guilty...
Yeah. You're excused.
I sure wouldn't want you sitting on the jury of my trial.
Well, if that gets you out of jury duty, I'm changing my feelings on that.
when you get right down to it, well, I probably shouldn't say this, but with jury duty, I mean, you know, you walk in there, you act a little loopy, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't have that commitment.
Don't you remember when he had jury duty?
Yeah.
And we tried to get Buzz to do every of the excuses we've heard of, but you know him, he's a Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
He went there, I can't tell them anything except the truth.
Weren't you excused though after a while for the weed?
No. See, okay. You're thinking of somebody else.
Oh, okay.
No, I served on that stupid jury.
You did.
I was excused. I said, let's fry them all for jaywalking.
There you go.
Kill him.
And then Judge Roy Bean over here. You know, don't worry about it.
Hang him.
I tell you to work it, not jerk it.
I tell you to work it, not jerk it.
That's cold.
The electric company in Washington, D.C., Pepco, says it's making exploding manhole covers its number one priority.
Hey, great. Only 9 months too late.
Did you hear? They've hired Masatoshi Ono and Jock Nasser.
The company says it cannot solve the problem overnight because there are nearly 8,000 miles of cable under the streets of the district.
Carol, this is Masatoshi Ono. We cannot solve the problem of the exploding manhole covers overnight.
We will be bringing more lovely manhole covers from Japan. We hope you enjoy our better Japanese manhole covers. They're slightly smaller.
Pepco says it examined 10,000 manhole covers last year and expects to inspect the same number this year.
They are more like Frisbees.
Yesterday morning, flames leapt 5 feet into the air as a manhole cover blew in Georgetown.
They were big tongues of flame.
And red hot tongues of flame.
According to Pepco, it was the 32nd manhole explosion this year.
I've only counted 11 on the news.
32 just this year.
32 since January?
Since January 1st.
You tell me that's not an epidemic. Man. Man.
That's cold.
Right. Thank you, Buzz, for the news and the comments. Time now for a call 100.
Cold.
And a prize package that's selected especially for you. Call 100 now. Good luck. Phone number, same as it ever was. 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lady. The Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never seen them.
What's all this worth this way? Just here.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, I was talking with Lisa going through the email about Strip Trivia New York next week. Shocker, it's the same everywhere. We have more than enough guys that have already signed up who she's confirmed.
Of course, for Strip Trivia. So the guys can stop.
Yes, we need girls. This is just like when we do it live on the radio, no matter where we are.
Come on, New York! New York City!
Just girls, please. Want to play Strip Trivia next week for cash and more? Email us at striptrivia@aol.com. Only if you live in New York and you can come into the city on Tuesday afternoon to play Strip Trivia. Girls only, please. Thank you. We have plenty of guys. We'll hear about them tomorrow. Now again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, in sports, concussions forced the retirements of NFL quarterbacks Troy Aikman and Steve Young. A new study shows those men are the rule, not the exception. A survey of nearly 1,100 former NFL players shows that 73% of them got concussions and were not sidelined after their injuries.
I'm feeling very strong and I'm ready.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
I'm hearing voices.
What happened to the Sam Huff tape? Did we take it off the front page?
Yeah, we did.
Man, that is cold.
30% of them reported 3 or more concussions, and 15% had 5 or more. 51% said they were knocked unconscious at least once in their career.
I'm okay.
This is Sam Huff.
Sam! Sammy!
This is Sam Huff.
Hello, trusted friend.
The study was commissioned by the Players Association.
Right.
The Washington Redskins have become the number one money-making franchise in the league, according to today's Washington Post.
Boy, I could dance about that.
So could I.
The paper credits owner Dan Snyder and the FedEx sponsorship of the team's stadium.
The Skins generated nearly $84 million in local revenues last season.
I think it all has to do with Dan Snyder's appearance on the show about a month ago.
That's it. Total revenues for the Redskins, nearly $149 million. The Dallas Cowboys are second with $142 million. The Baltimore Ravens, by the way, were fifth with just over $56 million. Finally, the more Halle Berry objected, the more movie producers wanted her to bare her breasts on the big screen.
Yeah.
Money talks.
This little girl has knockers.
Julia Roberts may make more per movie, but Halle Berry now has the highest paid breasts. She was getting just $2 million to appear with John Travolta in the new movie Swordfish. And she's sunbathing topless in one scene for an extra $500,000.
Oh, right. Worth every nickel.
That's $250,000 a boob.
Quarter, oh, fantastic. Quarter mil per breast, according to the New York Daily News.
So it's a long scene?
I did the math on that.
I'm sure it won't be long enough. Travolta gets $20 million, but mercifully he keeps his clothes on. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, no. No, not today.
That's it. Oh, my God. I know you'd like to continue.
I sure would.
We got to go, though. Next week, we're giving away a trip to Chew to the world-famous Hotel Del Coronado.
Ooh.
The place where Marilyn Monroe frequented in San Diego, California. This is courtesy of the DVD release of the comedy classic Some Like It Hot.
Ooh.
Get it today at Tower Records. Next week, starting on Friday, we'll have a... all of the gays and lesbians living at the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House.
And their life will be an open book.
The 7-night, 8-day stay at the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House in Dewey Beach, Delaware from May 25th through June 1st. Courtesy, promotion, and consideration, Miller Lite, the great taste of a true Pilsner beer. Now time for a call number 100. And who's, maybe tomorrow we'll be able to tell you at least some of the crap that we went through today that we couldn't tell you about on the show.
I doubt it.
Well, maybe the Leah part we can talk about.
That we probably can, yes.
Because I just got off the phone with her again a couple of seconds ago, and
I think you two are closer after this.
Well, I think so.
Good.
I think so. She wanted to talk just to me.
I know she did.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Because originally she just wanted to yell at me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, I was enjoying it when it was you know, kind of negative for you, and then it got real positive, and you had that lovey-dovey moment.
Yeah, we did.
Damn you.
We had a nice little damn dirty ape. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right? And what is your name, my friend?
Sean Brown.
Sean, where are you from?
Beltsville, Maryland.
All right, Sean, for you, we've got a free game of paintball from Pev's Paintball.
Cool.
Five locations, 35-acre paintball park, eight different fields. Call 888-826-38. They just really effed this up. 888-826-7387.
Oh, that's a weird number.
And you won a WWF Judgment Day prize pack from Comcast, the Cox Cable. WWF Judgment Day, in demand in your home, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, from Comcast and Cox. Thank you, my friend.
Good old wrestling.
Yep, look, listen, people love the wrestling. We like the wrestling. Hold on a second. That's it. We got to go. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
Hi, Don.
Throw that hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh. I lost it in the light.
That's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Have a day tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Yeah, bye-bye.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.